Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
17 days into the return of the Trump administration, we are now at the moment of truth. If they can take out Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth for following Trump's legal and lawful orders, then they will obviously then launch impeachment against Trump for war crimes. The UN will pile on. We know where this is all going. Obama blew up thousands and thousands of people on the seas and in their homes and at weddings, and said that they had the executive power. Now, you can argue those were war crimes, but what Trump is doing is light years more constitutional. But they've got all the former, you know, globalists and establishment people and secretaries of defense out running around saying Hegseth is a war criminal. And I know Trump's not stupid, his administration's not stupid, but anybody telling Trump to cut Hegseth loose in his cabinet is with the bad guys. So rallying behind Hegseth is the same thing as rallying behind President Trump. And again, there's been a big push to bitch and complain about Trump and only focus on how Trump didn't do this or didn't do that. We spend time when he gets off the reservation, we expose bad guys in his administration, but it's night and day compared to the Democrats. Just getting us out of the carbon taxes alone is going to save millions of people. Securing the border, the mass deportations, all of it. It's beautiful. So we need Kennedy in there. We need Hegseth. We need Gabbard. And you notice that this week, but tomorrow, they're going to release the Signalgate stuff from the beginning of the administration, where he got set up with the CIA head and others trying to leak stuff out to make some of the strikes in the Middle East on the Houthis look badly done, or that he's not following intelligence rules. So that's all been set, and now that's coming out in the next few days. South Park produced it weeks ago, but has their special out about Hegseth this week. And so here's the big news. Let me just announce it. There is a live deep state Pentagon coup going right now to remove Hegseth. And if they're able to do that, they believe the path is clear. The globalists will have control of the Pentagon with who they're trying to replace him with, and then they're going to make their move on Trump. So Trump had better know, which he did yesterday in the cabinet meeting, he needs to go 100% behind Hegseth, because Hegseth was following his orders. They're trying to act like it's like kids in cages, and it wasn't Trump, it was Obama, and they knew that. But, oh, he killed people in a boat. Oh, he said kill them. And just all this crap. Yeah, what do you think they do? Drop, you know, pillows on them or something? So when you see, you know, these people out there, they're just piling on. And in my view, anybody pushing this narrative of war crime has been compromised or they're stupid. So the coup is live. It's going down right now. I'll explain what will happen if we don't back Hegseth versus if we do, and why the deep state's so scared and so upset.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it. Or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it, and then you just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
The march. The empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If the active coup by the globalists of the Pentagon is successful, removing Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, they are then going to directly move against Trump and claim he's a war criminal as well. This isn't even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is just the number 1. What is it? It's the number 1. This is guaranteed. And you can see all the concerted months of planning, all the TV programs, all the documentaries, all the shows, other investigations, Signalgate about to be released in the next 48 hours, all targeting Hegseth right now. South Park specials, everything hitting now. And we have sources inside the Pentagon. I have separate ones that confirm this, and we've got a lot of people in the Pentagon that are obviously giving us information. I'll leave it at that. And so I was already planning to come on air today and say they're launching their full coup against Hegseth and explaining it. Then Laura Loomer, and you know, say what you want about Laura. She's really smart, does a lot of great investigative reporting. I get mad at her because she infights and, you know, loves drama queening and stuff, which she thinks she's targeting bad people. I think it's overall destructive. We may lose the House now because MTG's leaving. But whatever. She's still a good person and means well. And when she says she has the sources, she does. Because when I read this, it's all dead on. And I'm talking to her right now. She's trying to get to a place where she has good internet so she can come on. I may just get her on via phone. I was just talking to her 5 minutes ago. Exclusive Secretary of the Army's office plotting a coup at the Pentagon to remove Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and replace him with the deep staters. It's a long post on X. It's dead on. I don't just believe her and her sources, and she's been proven to be dead on. I already have most of this reverse engineered from my own research. I was literally going to come on and say all this today, and then 30 minutes before the show, they're just handing me stacks of printouts. I send them a lot of stuff I want, and then I just tell them just bomb me with everything, and they're just bombing me with hundreds of articles and clips. And I went, whoa, and I spent 30 minutes going over this alone because this is dead on. Dead on. And this is what Laura Loomer needs to do is her investigative reporting. What she originally did at Veritas, going back 10 years ago and until I mean, that's what she does. So this is really big. I mean, I cannot describe to you. And then I'm going to show you just examples in the news and culture and this report on Signalgate. Remember that? And they had Waltz in there leaking stuff to the Israelis and all the rest of it and trying to undermine Hegseth. All that's coming to a head right now to drive Hegseth out. And again, it's a no-brainer. If they can say he's a war criminal and committed war crimes, when under the laws of war established by our third president, Thomas Jefferson, if somebody is sending weapons to attack you in a ship or sending drugs that will kill millions in a ship or any of this, and you've gone and identified with the intelligence and tracked it, know who they are, listening to their communications, and they're coming towards your country, of course you can blow them up. And that's up to the sovereignty of our nation to decide. And if we don't like the president for that, we decide to impeach him, or we decide to vote him out. And if some foreign country doesn't like it, well, they got a military better than ours. Well, they can beat us then. But that's up to the commander-in-chief, who is the only person that everybody in the country votes for, has a chance to vote for in that decision. He's the only person that swears an oath that says protect, preserve, and defend. So Trump's done playing games, okay? And if something gets involved with our sovereignty or our people, he goes after it. If it doesn't affect our sovereignty and it's not our jurisdiction, Trump says, that's not my business. Like teaching transgenderism in Afghanistan. He's like, no, we're not doing that. So I cannot stress to you the magnitude of how big a deal this is. We need to get Flynn on. See if you can get him on, General Flynn. Get Ivan Raiklin on. Because I came in here with massively important news, and most of it ties into this. But then this information is up front. If they can get Hegseth, and I know most of you know this better than I, I'm not lecturing, but people that are new listeners of yours, if they can get Hegseth because, quote, he's a war criminal with no evidence, but they somehow drive him out, that is then at the feet of Trump that ordered him to do it. And it's completely constitutional, completely legal what Trump did. He's a commander-in-chief vested with that power of a clear and present danger. There are so many laws in Congress since that have been passed that he has that power. And then if we morally don't think it's right, then we push Congress to impeach or we vote his party out. But you got to have somebody vested with the executive power. They wanted George Washington to be a king. He said no. Because they knew they had to have one person that finally calls the shots. Or there's a bunch of infighting and all this crap. Lots of due process back then in England. You know, juries and courts and all of it. But when it got up to the final decisions, they had one person. And then the kings basically became vestigial. Well, Trump's not a king. He's our elected executive representative who has to finally make the decisions. And who has to delegate it out. Hegseth followed his orders. He's done a great job. You know, I know how bad the officer corps is. I know how disgusting it's gotten the last 50 years as they recruited him and sent him to special education, you know, programs at Harvard, you name it, the brainwashment of globalism, but not Hegseth. You know, he's not one of these guys that gave himself bronze stars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's not playing army like the guy was ever in the army, says Senator Kelly. And he always stood up for the troops when people tried to railroad him. And when the leftist JAG officers tried to target him for doing their jobs, he was a champion of that and had an incredible record. So good the Marines hired him when he got out of the Army to come run an entire office of the Marine Corps for their future readiness and force projection structure. And he was early on so smart, he was already, when he wasn't deployed to two tours in Iraq and two tours to Afghanistan, he was already working right under the Secretary of Defense as their, you know, direct attaché. So Hegseth didn't just get this job because he's a Fox News host, okay? It's not true. He's smart. He's got a lot of energy. And most importantly, he'll follow Trump's orders. And that's why they're scared, because they're about to release next week, which they shouldn't announce this month before the date. Trump always gives the dates, and they do it, and that gives the bad guys chances to change the subject. Next week, they release the report on the Afghan withdrawal, 2021, by Biden. And the next few weeks, they've got other reports coming out about Milley working with the Chi-Coms and saying he was the president, and he had the nukes, and Trump wasn't. All this stuff's about to come out. And they know about the ongoing attempted Pentagon coups when Trump was president-elect. It got exposed. The undercover videos with the top generals plotting all this. But before they can have their main coup against Trump in America, they got to get control of the Pentagon. That's pretty obvious, right? That's self-explanatory. So to take over the castle, they got to blast open the main big fortress gate. And right now they got a giant battering ram. Pull up Lord of the Rings, battering ram minus Tirith. They got a big giant battering ram, and they're just crashing it into the Pentagon. The orcs are, and that steel door, that 300-foot door, that's Pete Hegseth. And they knock that door down. They're going to be inside the first main ring of the city, and the real fun's going to start. Then they're going to go after Trump. 100%. They're not going to wait to lose the midterms next year. They're going to go directly with hysteria, directly with calls to impeachment. There's such a tiny majority in the House. We know there's Republicans that have been, you know, blackmailed or whatever. Other ones that have been mistreated, so they're out. All of you that wanted to make it like a game, oh, screw them, we're with Trump. Very foolish. Trump makes mistakes. We don't try to exacerbate them. Yeah, here is the deep state right now. Actual footage at the Pentagon today of the Democrat Party with the deep state globalist generals trying to remove Pete Hegseth. So, that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. So, and here they come. So, I'm just telling you right now, you want to lose the whole country and the world, we're almost there. All these coups they've carried out, the ones that failed, the ones that succeeded, stealing 2020, they don't give up. That's why it was beyond critical to mass indict their asses, not out of vengeance, not out of retribution, not out of tit for tat, eye for an eye. They're criminals, they committed mass crimes, and they're going to keep doing it until they are smashed. And most lawyers and most politicians know that they've got a chance of getting back in, and they've been on TV, Hakeem Jeffries, Schumer, all of them saying, when we get back in, we're putting you all in prison. We're putting millions of you in prison. And a lot of people go, well, then I'll just slow roll it behind the scenes, go have dinner with you, like Todd Blanche does with all the Democrats. He's a Democrat. Gets caught constantly with CNN, all of them, meet with the Democrats. He's just playing both sides so he can just, you know, it's a safer thing for him. Well, the whole society's collapsing, Jack. Selling out might have worked decades ago. We're at the end of the era. We're in a new turning, a revolutionary period. That won't work for you cowards anymore. You understand, like, going along with the system is the most dangerous thing now. People ask, well, how do you take them on? Aren't you? I'm more scared of them succeeding than I am for my own personal safety. Yeah, I don't like risking my life. I don't like messing with these dangerous criminals, but they're so crazy. And when they're in control of the ship, they're like a boat captain in the Amazon steering the crew towards a 1,000-foot waterfall. And if I'm like tackling the captain and trying to get control of the wheel, people go, man, you know, the captain and his first mate are, you know, pretty big guys. You know, you're fighting them. Aren't you scared of them? I'm 1,000 times more scared of going over the edge of this frickin' 1,000-foot waterfall. We're all going to die. No, I'm not scared of the crazy captain. So, the coup is live. And it's not just Hegseth. And then Trump. If they can get Hegseth, also it green lights all the other attacks on Gabbard, who they're trying to get rid of, RFK Jr., the list goes on and on. And again, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback and sit back and say, this could be done better, that could be done better. That's fine, because they listen to us and we get a lot of change through it. But when you just throw your hands up and say, oh, they're all bad, they're all corrupt, I'm done, that's the worst possible thing. Because like I said, the stuff we're getting out of these appointees is literally 90% better than it was in his first administration. I mean, this is historic. The globals are having their funding cut off. They're being exposed. All over the world, populists are winning. They are in deep crap, and massive corruption they've been involved in is coming out, and Trump's finding his executive power to overturn 92% of everything Biden did with the auto pin. And to just say we're deporting all the illegals and we're zero new immigration. And okay, we'll go ahead and get rid of the, you know, most of the H-1B visas. It's happening. Trump is course correcting, and that's why they're crapping their britches. But even before I saw Laura Loomer's coup information from high-level sources, and she's got them, I was already going to come in here and say this today and then show all the articles and reports and everything firing right now, set up for months, ahead of the reports Trump ordered done by the Pentagon that come out next week, the week, and the week after, on all the incredible corruption under O'Biden. They want to change the subject from all that. You know, the Pentagon today has all these reporters with their chief accountant, our own Brianna Morello, is in three-hour meetings right now with the head accountant of the Pentagon with total transparency about where the tens of trillions missing is. Remember, Rumsfeld, 2 days before 9/11, gave a press conference about $2.2 trillion missing, and then 9/11 happened. Now it's over, what, $15 trillion or something? Some numbers are $20 trillion. I mean, our reporter is there right now, in the Pentagon, meeting on this. You want reform? You want transparency? You got it with EGSEF. Because obviously that money wasn't stolen by the Pentagon. They used the Pentagon to launder the money. Catherine Austin Fitz has exposed it. She used to head up a federal agency. She's tracked it back. It's going into underground bases, literally. Secret space program, all sorts of other secretive black budget operations. You know, back in the 80s, they go $800 toilets, $700 hammers. The Pentagon wasn't paying that much for those. They were using it as the money laundering mechanism. So let's go to a clip from yesterday where Trump does back Hegseth. Well, you better back him. You told him to do it. I looked at the law, the Constitution, the precedent set by Jefferson. 100% you have that. But now it's a perception battle, so you better keep backing him. Here's the clip.
As far as the attack is concerned, I didn't, you know, I still haven't gotten a lot of information because I rely on Pete. But to me, it was an attack. It wasn't one strike, two strikes, three strikes. Somebody asked me a question about the second strike. I didn't know about the second strike. I didn't know anything about people. I wasn't involved in it. I knew they took out a boat. But I would say this. They had a strike. I hear the gentleman that was in charge of that is extraordinary. He's an extraordinary person. I'll let Pete speak about him. But Pete was satisfied. Pete didn't know about second attack having to do with two people. I guess Pete would have to speak to it. I can say this. I want those boats taken out. And if we have to, we'll attack on land also, just like we attack on sea. And there's very little coming in by sea. I think we've knocked out over 90% of it. There's very little, and I understand that. There's very little. We're saving hundreds of thousands of lives with those pinpoint attacks. Now, they've done an amazing job, and Peter's done an amazing job. Pete, you could probably better answer the question.
Not spot on, sir. And I wish everybody could be in the room watching our professionals like Mitch Bradley, Admiral Mitch Bradley, and others at JSOC and SOCOM and other commanders. The deliberative process, the detail, the rigorous, the intel, the legal, the evidence-based way that we're able to, with sources and methods that we can't reveal here, that make sure that every one of those drug boats is tied to a designated terrorist organization. We know who's on it, what they're doing, what they're carrying. All these white bales are not Christmas gifts from Santa. This is drugs running on four-motor fast boats or submarines that we've also struck. No one's fishing on a submarine. And I have empowered them to make that call. Now, the first couple of strikes, as you would, as any leader would want, you want to own that responsibility. So I said, I'm going to be the one to make the call after getting all the information and make sure it's the right strike. That was September 2nd. There's a lot of intelligence that goes into that, building that case and understanding that a lot of people providing information. I watched that first strike live. As you can imagine, at the Department of War, we got a lot of things to do. So I didn't stick around for the hour and 2 hours, whatever, where all the sensitive site exploitation digitally occurs. So I moved on to my next meeting. A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision, to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat. He sunk the boat, and eliminated the threat. And it was the right call. We have his back, and the American people are safer because narco terrorists know you can't bring drugs through the water and eventually on land if necessary
to
the American people. We will eliminate that threat, and we're proud to do it.
So you didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike?
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand because the thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes, about the judgment that they made. I wrote a whole book on this topic because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people.
And Mr. Secretary, on the second strike, you said it happened more than an hour after the first. Did I hear it correctly?
I didn't tell you the exact amount of time.
Minutes, or you went off the room, is what you're saying.
I already stated my answer quite clearly.
So we lost last year more than 200,000 people, dead people. But these people have killed over 200,000 people, actually killed over 200,000 people last year. And those numbers are down. Those numbers are down. They're way down. And they're down because we're doing these strikes. And we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live. And we're going to start that very soon, too.
Mr. President, thank you so much.
All right, folks. So, again, I've studied the military. Never been in it, but I've studied it from the top to the bottom. I understand our military very well. But, again, Hegg said didn't do what they said he did. If he did it, it's legal and lawful. Obviously, they're trying to take out a boat. You keep bombing it till it's totally destroyed and everybody's dead. That's the mission. Kill people, break things. But they know the public doesn't understand this in general, so they're playing these games like everything else they do over and over and over again to do what? To say Hegg says illegitimate, Trump's illegitimate, anybody that backs him is illegitimate, just like the 2016 election was illegitimate, he's a Russian agent, on and on and on. They do the same thing. The Border Patrol is illegitimate. The National Guard is illegitimate. ICE is illegitimate. Your local police need to be defunded. They're all criminals are illegitimate. Only the Soros, DAs, and judges, they're good, and they release the criminals. All right, Laura Loomer, that's at the heart of breaking a lot of this new information, is scheduled to be calling in here right now, so we'll hopefully get her in the next few minutes of this break. Please remember, this is an info war. Notice the media attacks Hegseth all over for doing lots of interviews. That's 90% of war. They don't want us communicating. They want this show off the air. We are the info war. We have the truth. They have the lies. So please support us. Get great products while you do it. Biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That doesn't mean buy one of the same and one free. That's usually a great deal. We do it sometimes. This is buy a $20 supplement, get the $40 one free. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate life force, all of it, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Check it all out now and keep us on the air. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for your support. We can't win this war without you.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Steam Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the Steam Off, because it's a thyroid issue, and the Steam Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Fortune tanto vulnera, si libilatibus obsedis. Fortune amici vulnera, sunt tradi prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Join us for 5-6 minutes. She's going to join us again coming up the next hour. She's got to break away and go to another meeting with more intel on this. Investigative journalist, Trump confidant, longtime investigative reporter and friend of mine, Laura Loomer, has broken major news about an ongoing coup inside the Pentagon to remove Hegseth, claiming war crimes with no evidence, ahead of all the investigations coming out next week that he was ordered to do against Biden and others for the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan and more. This is all highly coordinated to give us a first snapshot look at how urgent this is. If they can clear the way to get control of the Pentagon, then they're clear for their full Podesta plan coup. But Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer on X, posted a detailed breakdown. But just to give us a snapshot of this, and she'll be joining us again in about 30 minutes in the second hour. Laura, thank you for coming on. This is very urgent. I just wanted to get this out right now. Give us a boil down.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having me on, Alex. People can review this report on my X account, and I broke a story the other day, the first day of the Pentagon press corps orientation, about this coup against Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And my sources, high-level sources here inside the Pentagon, have told me that the that the stories that are being planted against Secretary of War Hegseth are coming from inside Secretary of Army Dan Driscoll's office. And, you know, if people have been following my reporting over the last few months, they know that I have, you know, called out, the Army Secretary multiple times for, you know, some of his behavior since he has been the Army Secretary, including going jogging with Eugene Vindman, one of the architects of the impeachment against President Trump. He colluded with his brother, Alexander Vindman, as you know, also to highlighting and platforming a Medal of Honor recipient who spoke while in his uniform at the DNC convention in 2016, bashing President Trump. And we know that's a, you know, violation. You're not supposed to engage in partisan political behavior while you're in uniform. And so, you know, every single time that I have, you know, called the Army Secretary out, I've been told, oh, well, you know, he's a nice guy. He's friends with J.D. Vance. He went to law school. He went to Yale with J.D. Vance. Well, you know, he keeps on having these faux pas, right? These little, you know, what we'd call like a whoopsie daisy, right? Well, I'll do better next time. I'll do better next time. He was recently on an interview with Dasha Burns of Politico, and they asked him about Pete Hegseth's gender requirements here at the Department of War and how, you know, he's opposed to women serving in combat. And when the Army Secretary was asked about this, he said, well, you know, I was in the woods. I was in training with men and women, and I couldn't tell a difference between a man and a woman. I mean, he literally said that. It's completely in violation of, you know, the new Department of War standards combating wokeism. And so now it's even more concerning to find out that individuals in the Army Secretary's office who, you know, want Dan Driscoll to assume the role of Secretary of War are planting these stories. Now, upon my investigation, I discovered that Dan Driscoll is very good friends with Maggie Goodlander, one of the seditious six, ironically, right? I mean, this is a woman who is in the Navy. She's a Democrat member of Congress in New Hampshire, encouraging members of the armed services to not comply with orders from the commander in chief. And the Army Secretary is friends with this woman. It's a little disturbing, in my opinion. Who is she married to? She is married to Jake Sullivan, the former Biden National Security Advisor, who was recently stripped of his security clearance by the Trump administration for his involvement in Russiagate. And so, you know, you have to ask yourself, why is the Army Secretary associated with people like Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander? Why is it that Pete Hegseth barely got confirmed in front of the Senate because the Democrats viciously opposed him, but the Democrats unanimously supported Dan Driscoll? Why is it that the Democrats hate Pete Hegseth, but the Democrats love Dan Driscoll? I mean, Jake Sullivan was literally a reference for his Senate confirmation hearing, and a couple weeks later, he had his security clearance revoked by the president for engaging in treasonous behavior. And Jake Sullivan's wife, Maggie Goodlander, gave a $2,800 max donation to Army Secretary Dan Driscoll's congressional campaign when he ran for office in North Carolina. And so, you know, I find it to be quite disturbing when you look at the individuals who attended the wedding of Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander. We're talking about Victoria Nuland, the queen of color revolutions, right? Obama put her in charge of the color revolutions in Ukraine. And, well, where's Dan Driscoll? He's in Ukraine, right? Why is it that Dan Driscoll didn't tell anybody at the Department of War that he was going to Ukraine? How come we didn't tell Secretary Hegseth that he was going to Ukraine? I find it to be very bizarre. And if I was Pete Hegseth, I'd put my head on a swivel because, well, they're not getting these planted stories from nowhere. Clearly, people inside the Department of War are working with the deep state and the fake news media to undermine Hegseth because ultimately they want to stage a coup. And this is why it's all coming out at the same time. All the attacks on Secretary of War Hegseth regarding the strikes in Venezuela, the Signalgate report, they want him out because, you know, he is he's what President Trump would call central casting for, you know, the warrior spirit or the warrior mentality that we want our members of the armed services to embody here at the Department of War.
All right. I want to go through your breakdown because I know you always do great investigations and you're super accurate, but I've already investigated a lot of this and know a lot of pieces. So I know it's accurate and I have a lot of information you may not know. So we need to share this together, but this is me maximum red alert. If they can get Hegseth claiming he's a war criminal without any evidence, It'll kill all the investigations. Then they're going to try to impeach Trump when they steal the midterms or even earlier, come in with this war crime thing. They are full court press right now. So I know you've got to go into another meeting. We actually got
they want to get somebody who's sympathetic with them in his role. They want to replace, the Democrats want to replace Pete Hegseth with Dan Driscoll.
Well,
which is why
this is a Pentagon coup. I mean, exactly. Before they can do the larger Podesta plan Democrat coup they've been calling for, civil war, saying Trump's Hitler, the military needs a revolt. Well, you start your revolt by removing the loyal Secretary of Defense. I mean, this is simple. He's the top domino. Hegseth and the Pentagon's the ace of spades. I mean, this is maximum, absolute. Everybody needs to be defending Hegseth, and instead, it's, you know, they're making their main move against him, Laura, and other people. It's like crickets. Thank God you're always there. You know, sometimes
they want to replace him because they want somebody who's not as conservative and pro-Trump as Pete Hegseth, because in order for them to be successful in their coup, not just against Hegseth, but against President Trump, they need to stop the militarization of the border. They have to stop the deployment of the National Guard to deal with riots.
Which is all constitutional, yes. Which they've said is illegal.
But they need somebody who is going to do what they said. They already told you the game plan in their video that they recorded, this Edition 6. They don't want you to comply with orders. They want to gaslight you into thinking that you are engaging in illegal orders. Right? When what they're doing, last time I checked, staging a coup from inside the Pentagon was illegal. Staging a coup against the President of the United States was illegal. So, you know, these people should take their own advice when it comes to illegal orders.
Well, I know you got to go into a meeting right now. Join us at 5 after next hour. We'll talk to you in about 25 minutes. Loomer.com. People can read your excellent breakdown exclusive report at Laura Loomer on X. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Now, I don't get up here and get hysterical about something for no reason. Nobody's talking about how they're trying to drive Hegseth out right now. It's full court press all over the place, all this disinfo, all these lies, and if they can drive him out, Trump needs to understand you're next. And I know Trump understands that, and he likes Hegseth, so this probably isn't going to go anywhere, but if we sit here on our hands, it will. They want control of the Pentagon. And now it's hitting the news. Army Secretary's office plotting coup against Hegseth. Absolutely. But it's a coup against Trump. They've been telling the military don't follow the orders. They're illegal, but they're not illegal. Now they say Hegseth is giving illegal orders and is a war criminal. Get rid of him. They want to spin it and say, sir, get rid of Hegseth. Blame him. It's not illegal. Don't do it. Don't throw Hegseth under the bus, which I don't expect Trump to do. But that is the attempt. That is what's going on. That is what's happening right now. So for some context, let's play clip 2, 9, and 10. This is Obama's defense secretary, Leon Panetta, who did commit war crimes, killed thousands and thousands of people with no evidence, no intel. They blow up a whole wedding to get one bad guy. It turned out most of the time wasn't even a bad guy there. They blow up ships, you name it. Not even in our hemisphere, but that's okay. Now Leon Panetta comes out and says that Pete Hegseth is a war criminal. See, they think by claiming he gave an order to bomb the boat twice, Trump won't understand that they've been saying the boat bombings are illegal themselves. So they hope Trump goes, oh, Hegseth did something wrong, I'll cover my ass, get rid of him. No, no, no. It's meant to say blowing up the drug boats is illegal to begin with, which they're now saying. And they got these White House lawyers in that don't even understand all this, or are traitors that are manipulating Trump into this. This is not my first rodeo. And then clip 9, the war press secretary responding to this, and then clip 10, where Trump says, yeah, we're going to take these globalists out. But this is a big deal, folks. They're making their move. Here's those clips.
There is no lawyer that I'm aware of who indicates that that second strike is not a war crime. These are individuals in the water who were wounded. It is against the law to strike and kill those individuals. They did that. As far as I'm concerned, there is a war crime involved here, and it's for that reason that I think we need to hold people accountable. Secretary of Defense should be somebody who stands by the law.
By the way, start this over at the beginning. Obama and his Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and Al Gore said, we need an Arab Spring. And they went and funded the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow elected governments and our allies and blow up thousands of churches and mass murder and have Muslims invade Africa. All the stuff you see came out of Obama. I mean, these are just mass murdering. The UN will go in the Congo to take over some land for a lithium mine and just line up 5,000 villagers and machine gun them. I mean, he comes out in the news. I mean, these are the masters of war crimes. And then they turn around and tell us, it's like the UN's War Crime Council is made up of the biggest war criminals there are. Yeah, these are fishermen, they say, in their submarines. So start the clip over. Here it is.
There is no lawyer that I'm aware of who indicates that that second strike is not a war crime. These are individuals in the water who were wounded. It is against the law to strike and kill those individuals. They did that. As far as I'm concerned, there is a war crime involved here, and it's for that reason that I think we need to hold people accountable. Secretary of Defense should be somebody who stands by the law, who stands by the requirements that you have to put in place if you're going to responsibly conduct aggressive action against anybody. That's the responsibility of the Secretary of Defense. He ought to be taking that responsibility and not trying to move it to others who are basically following his orders.
So, Mr. Secretary, when you say that people have to be held accountable, what does accountability look like?
Accountability is a court martial for somebody in the military. If they broke the military code of justice in the implementation of these orders, and for the Secretary of Defense, very frankly, it has to be disciplinary action from the President of the United States. The President said he was told that the Secretary had nothing to do with it. Well, that's not turning out to be the case.
Excuse me, Jordan Conrad from Gateway Pundit. I wanted to ask you, in May, the Secretary announced a new investigation into the Afghanistan withdrawal under Biden. In light of the recent events with one of these refugees killing a service member, is there any updates on that investigation?
I don't have any updates for you at this time, but I can tell you that the review that we're doing into the horrendous Afghanistan withdrawal under the previous administration, the Biden administration, is expected to be complete by summer of 2026. And we are committed to ensuring that this review, unlike others, is much more unredacted, that the American people are able to consume the report for themselves and see what truly happened on that fateful day and that fateful withdrawal. And we owe it to our service members to accomplish that. The review is being led by our chief Pentagon spokesman and senior advisor to the Secretary, Sean Parnell, an Afghan veteran himself. And he takes very seriously the responsibility to getting answers to the American people. So we are committed to that 100%. And in summer 2026, the public will be able to have that report.
We lost last year, I think it was more than that, but, you know, people don't like saying it because they always said 100,000, 115,000, numbers we've been hearing for years. So we lost last year more than 200,000 people, dead people, ruined families beyond the 200,000. And those 200,000, that family will never be the same. But these people have killed over 200,000 people, actually killed over 200,000 people last year. And Those numbers are down. Those numbers are down. They're way down. And they're down because we're doing these strikes, and we're going to start doing those strikes on land, too. You know, the land is much easier. It's much easier. And we know the routes they take. We know everything about them. We know where they live. We know where the bad ones live. And we're going to start that very soon, too.
Mr. President, thank you so much, Mr. President.
You know what? When we start that, we're going to drive those things down so low. And then you're going to have families be able to live without the fear of their son or daughter just having a pill to have a little fun and ending up dying within a period of 60 seconds, right? No, we're not going to let that happen. We're not going to let it continue to happen. What Biden did to this country by allowing all these people, and I call them animals in many cases, I think they're animals, to come into our country and destroy our country and let all those drugs pour in, let people just walk across the border like it was nothing. You look at them, a lot of them.
Let's stop right here. Say, oh, let's stop. Trump has a phobia of drugs, which is how deadly they are nowadays is smart. You know, we have phobias of black widows and rattlesnakes because you're supposed, you know, you get up to the edge of a cliff, you may be the toughest guy around. You're at a 2,000-foot cliff. You get that feeling in your stomach. You're scared. Your brain's like, get back. We have those fears for a reason. Like Islamophobia, you should be scared. Pedophobia, you should be scared. You got the, you know, you got those instincts for a reason. You ever get your car up to 170 miles an hour out in the middle of nowhere and you're like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this? Not that I ever have, at least not in a decade. Yeah, I've done it. I had a car up to 170, just pulls past you, but kickstart the heart. The point here is that the final briefings that Trump's been given, you've gotten all the briefings here on air. You saw Trump post the Patrick Byrne interview yesterday. From a few days ago. I mean, he is a national security agent. I'm not going to get into what agency or group that's classified, but he's been one of the main case officers over Venezuela for over 15 years. Expert. And that's why the president posted that interview where we were, you know, getting into all that and breaking it down, and also Michelle Obama heavily involved in the auto pen. And the reason I mention that is Trump isn't going to give you the classified information. He's not going to explain the real reason. I mean, yeah, the fentanyl and the cocaine and the heroin and all that's part of it. And Venezuela is the main controller of Mexico with China backing it and the Democrats and elements of the CIA laundering the money and stealing the elections. So Trump is using executive power to blow up their election fraud. That's why this is being done. And he's not going to tell you that. He's not going to say we're doing this to cut the money off from the Democrats and cut off their fraudulent machines and all the rest of it. And you notice Maduro's like, we'll give you the gold, we'll give you the oil. We don't want that. Now suddenly the Venezuelan election companies are like, oh, being bought by Republican firms. And, you know, they're claiming they've rolled over. They're going to stop doing it. Then we find out those Republicans are double agents. So Trump tries to go in and get states and holds back money to stop but mail-in voting and dead people voting and all of it. But he runs into the courts and the Democrats blocking him. And sure, he overrides it later because it's constitutional. But he can get stuff done with executive power, and that's what he's doing. But instead, the left is just hyping up the late-night comics and South Park and all the rest of it, just a bunch of hype. That, you know, ICE is killing people and Secretary Noem is shooting kittens and dogs. None of that's real. And, you know, Trump's having sex and impregnating the devil. It's all just childish crap. And notice all the production for months focusing now to today with South Park's new show targeting Hegseth. Right when his reports next week about the Afghan withdrawal and all of it get ready to come out. The first preliminary reports. This is all to get rid of somebody doing his job. And once they have control of the Pentagon, then they're greenlit to go at Trump and the American people. It's that simple. Here's a clip from South Park attacking Hegseth. It's clip 26.
Commitment, strength, the ability to obliterate our enemies. That is the Department of War. What's up, guys? I'm Pete Hegseth. We're outside this woke
liberal town that is actually defying our government. And nobody defies the Department of War. Pete Hegseth will do whatever it takes. I'm here to kick bubble gum and chew ass. And I'm all out of ass. I'll do whatever's necessary to get the job done. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's the President of the United States calling me right now. Yes, Mr. President.
Hegseth, what the f*** are you doing? Did you get Peter Thiel?
No, sir. We were unable to extract the prisoner. We were met with resistance from the woke local police force.
God damn it. We gave you one job to do. We need Peter Thiel here at the White House.
Sir, yes, sir. I'm going to need the full might of the Department of War. I'll need all our tanks and guns and dudes.
Then you got it. Just get us the prisoner no matter what it takes.
Hell yeah.
And Isaac, don't just make a bunch of content. Like, actually go and do something.
Be sure to like and subscribe, guys.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, I will make this town pay.
Yeah.
So Trump's getting ready to attack towns with tanks. That's the story. He's going to come kill everybody. But they've been killing us with the illegals and the fentanyl and the lawlessness. And, oh, Trump's coming to kill the local police. You mean the local government that's going to do uprisings. No, the police are on his side. So it's the same story over and over and over again. None of it's real, but they don't care. All right. Laura Loomer has got a lot more. She said, hey, I can come on a little bit later. I said, well, just come on now by the time you guys. I want to get that out. Because she's dead on about this. I want to go through it all and the specifics of it and who's who and this ongoing coup. Straight ahead for about 20, 30 minutes with her. Then I'm going to shift gears into everything else that connects to this. The border, the economy, the latest developments, the Islamic attacks. All of it and what we can do to stand effectively against this. But remember, I need funds to fight the deep state. We're getting ready to file a serious civil rights lawsuit. We already filed a bunch. You got the intel, but the big one's coming out. Probably this week, maybe early next week, but it is going to be bombshell. The stuff you don't even know about yet. The FBI, the CIA running all their operations against us, you name it. But it takes money to do this and to have the network operate and all the rest of it. Hell, we may save InfoWars. Go right now to thealexjonesstore.com, make a sale in our history, buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. Huge sale. It's only running for this particular sale until Friday. But it's all part of the 12 Days of Christmas. There's other specials coming up as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for so much keeping us on the air.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
About 20 minutes to finish up with all the key intel she's got and all her sources, and you better believe she's got them. As you've seen, an active coup against Hegseth so they can then claim Trump's a war criminal, because they're going to use that as, you know, the evidence of it when there is no evidence. This is so important. And all these attacks are coming together right now to get this done at that time. Then I'm going to get into the other big geopolitical developments. The EU, NATO sabotaging the peace deal again, which we predicted they would do. Putin's statements on it. The IRA has been fired back up as the new IRA in Ireland over the UN globalist invasion with the invaders. So that's all coming up. And then we've got some of the background on Hunter Biden and the Biden family's lawyer being the lawyer for South Park and being behind all these attacks on the administration, which they have a First Amendment right to do. I'm all for it. We just have a right to expose what they're up to, what they're engaged in, and how they're trying to undermine and act like Trump's a dictator when he's not. It's the Democrats that want to sell this country out. The Republicans, you know, have got their own problems. They've been a horrible party until recently. But we have formed a beachhead in the country, in the government, of real reform. And that's what's exciting. So, again, there's this paradox of people that have woken up who aren't realists, that don't have any depth or context. The appointees, by and large, of Trump have been excellent and are dismantling the globalist system. Trump's made major mistakes. His DOJ is a disaster. We're critical of that. And I don't just put this out. Every time I put this out, I see comments on X like, oh, he's defending himself for being a, you know, sucking Trump's weenie or whatever. It's not about that. I don't say that to convince you that my position's right. I know my position's right. I'm asking you to be a realist and say, would you rather have Kamala Harris in right now? And do you see all the forces aligned against Trump? This is night and day. And we've been under so many attempted coups and so many stolen elections and so much corruption that most people, including myself, have gotten kind of punch drunk, where here's this huge concerted orchestrated attack on Hegseth, following orders that are legal in my view. But regardless, he followed the orders. If Trump goes with his lawyers and says, flush Hegseth, they're going to turn around and impeach him for war crimes. And people say, oh, just trust Trump. He's trillion D chess. He's really smart. He's 79. He's smarter than me in many ways. But he's got lots of blind spots. And he's admitted in his first term he didn't know what was going on. He knows a lot more now. But he will tell you that he's just learning, because there's so much to learn. There's so much to know. There's so much to understand. All right, Laura Loomer is scheduled to call back in right now with more information on the coup and her sources and what's happening straight ahead. Whatever you do, remember, you're the Paul Revere's. This whole show belongs to you. Take clips out of the show, repost them everywhere, share the live feeds. That's how we reach new people. You are literally beyond critical. You are the essence of the fight. Share the live feeds now on Real Hawk Shows on X.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go, go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you know, looking for fights, but you've been in a few, you learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning, and you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know there's people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! All right, in January of this year, 11 months ago, James O'Keefe again and others got undercover footage of the head liaison, the FBI agent that was formerly one of the chief of staff for Hillary, quarterbacking that he was in meetings at the Pentagon with top generals planning a coup against Trump and how they were going to say his actions were illegitimate. CNN, even before that broke, was saying, oh, there's meetings at the Pentagon about what to do about Trump's illegal orders before he's even in office. Then they lie and say all the orders are illegal. They're teeing up a civil war. The Podesta plan. The movies they produced that are predictive programming like Civil War last year. And this year, one battle after another. And so I was already planning to go with this, that they need to take out Hegseth to take control of the Pentagon. They say don't follow illegal orders. That means stage a coup is what they're really saying. Well, you got to take out the Secretary of Defense to do that. And then I saw Laura Loomer, investigative reporter, confidant of the president, with this detailed report on her X account, exclusive, that is dead on. It has a lot of info I didn't know, but the stuff I do know is deadly accurate. So there's few people harping on this, but you've got all these top Obama, Clinton, globalists, dyed-in-the-wool, part of all the previous coups in there, with these top generals that are literally part of the family making this move on Hegseth. You see the concerted attacks on Hegseth. So, Laura Loomer, thanks for calling in. I know you're super busy. You've got the floor. You're going to be hosting now. We've got 17 minutes to break to go through this and lay all this out. This is so urgent. If they can get Hegseth and also answer my questions, I know you know more about the White House than I do. Trump's totally behind Hegseth, so... But they're clearly trying this new operation. How do they think they're going to manipulate him into that? Don't they know Hegseth was following his orders? So if he removes Hegseth, that by extension says he's guilty, which he's not. But still, they have a full court press to do this ahead of these reports that start coming out in the next few days about the Afghan withdrawal and other things that are so embarrassing. I see this as desperation. What do you see it as?
Well, I see it as desperation, but I also just see it as just another attempt to undermine President Trump, undermine our national security, and again, undermine Pete Hegseth. And I'm going to bring this up again. You know, if you look at my report and you look at the details in my report, I make it very clear. The leaks are coming from inside the Secretary of the Army's office. And so what is the relationship with the Secretary of the Army and individuals on the outside in the fake news media on the left? Well, we know, right? We know that Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander have a very close connection to Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. And I do think that this is something that needs to be examined further. I don't think it's something that should just be ignored, because even Vice President Vance yesterday said that, you know, he posted a tweet, and you can probably pull it up on the screen. I think he said, well said, when somebody said, oh, don't forget, the Democrats all oppose Pete Hegseth, and that should really speak volumes. Well, guess who the Democrats didn't oppose? They didn't oppose Dan Driscoll. And, you know, I really think that Dan Driscoll is counting on the fact that he's best friends with the vice president as a way to cover his ass and a way to protect him from the activities taking place inside his office against Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And so I'm not saying that the vice president is involved in this, but I do think that Dan Driscoll is probably behaving in a manner that is, I mean, you could say it's quite brazen, probably because he feels like he has an extra layer of protection given his personal friendship with the vice president. And so I think that people should pay close attention to the statements made by Army Secretary Dan Driscoll since he assumed his position, and just contrast them with the new philosophy of the Department of War. And you'll find that his statements and his behavior and his associations are not only, you know, anti-Trump, but also, too, they're very, I would say, much more aligned with the left.
And I want you to go, give me the floor. I want you to go through that, but I want to be clear.
They are with the MAGA movement.
But I want to be clear, Laura. Even before I knew about your report today, and I guess last night, picked up by the Hill, I was seeing all the concerted attacks ahead of his reports coming out. Clearly the move was there. I was going to say it even without your intel and your sources. So this is so important. I don't think there's any question of what you're saying is going on. So elaborate on all this. And then what do they think is going to happen when they take
it? You probably heard it too. I mean, I think a lot of people, there's a whisper campaign, and even here in the Pentagon. I mean, I've been here at the Pentagon for the last 3 days now for the Pentagon press corps, training orientation, and it's a little bit more than a whisper campaign. It's a little bit more than a whisper campaign. And I think that there are, you know, pretty clear tensions between the secretaries, and you're not supposed to really have those tensions because it undermines the, you know, it not only serves to undermine Pete Hegseth's authority as the Secretary of War, but it creates a toxic work environment if people are vying for each other's positions as opposed to being focused on supporting the secretary as he's conducting these airstrikes and is, you know, defending himself against just an onslaught of media smears. Every
this
day
is like the Bay of Pigs. They want to sabotage Trump ahead of military action. But even more importantly, it's about undermining him as illegitimate. They can undermine Hegseth as illegitimate. They think they get their coup in there. And you lay it out in your post. They're really worried because Hegseth keeps following orders. And they're going to go after the Seditious Six, all of it. Elaborate on why they're so scared.
Well, I believe that they're scared because look at some of these operatives who participated in the video. I mean, you have Alyssa Slotkin, who's a former CIA officer. You have Mark Kelly. You have Maggie Goodlander, who is in the Navy, the wife of Jake Sullivan. I mean, look at the web. Don't you find it to be kind of bizarre that she marries Jake Sullivan and doesn't take his last name? Well, why do these people intentionally keep their maiden name and not assume their spouse's name? Because they want to hide from the public how they're connected to these deep state actors who are so anti-Trump they had their security clearances revoked, right? I can't emphasize that enough. Maggie Goodlander. This woman is a radical Democrat. She is a Trump hater. She is friends with the Army Secretary. She went to law school with the Army Secretary. She gave a $2,800 max donation to his congressional campaign. So in what world is a radical Democrat, an anti-Trump individual married to Jake Sullivan, one of the most rabidly anti-Trump individuals? He lost his security clearance for his participation in the Russia collusion hoax. In what world are people like that associating with the Army Secretary, who is supposed to be working under Pete Hegseth, right? The ideal MAGA Secretary of War. It's bizarre. And Alex, you've been around as long as I have, longer than I have, and you know that where there's smoke, there's fire. And these associations are not innocent. It's not as simple as saying, oh, well, you know, I really like them. They're a nice person. If you choose to be friends with and associate with people who, you know, manufactured a coup, manufactured so much social consternation and tension in our country to tear the fabric of our country apart for the last 10 years, right? People were killed. People died in acts of political violence. The president was almost assassinated. If you choose to be friends with people like this, I seriously question your moral character.
Well, I totally agree with you. And just to be clear, these are 18 members of Obama and Biden and all the rest of them. You see the full court press demonizing Hegseth and Trump right now. And Trump's got millions of employees under him. He doesn't understand this, just like when we exposed Fiona Hill and others and got them fired and they got so upset. This is exactly what we need to be doing right now. And it's all part of this deep state takeover. It's like Todd Blanche and the rest of them, you know, killing all these indictments and things. This is really the crux of the problem. Laura Loomer, if they were successful removing Hegseth, that would then just visually indict Trump for what they're claiming, this being a war crime. This would be political
suicide.
Yeah, but
it would also turn control of the Department of War over to a hostile actor. And then they would be able to defy, hypothetically speaking, if you have somebody who is anti-Trump who ends up becoming the new, you know, Secretary of War, maybe they haven't been as vocal in their views opposing President Trump as some people on the left, but deep down they have this.
Oh, they're sleeper cells.
They're sleeper cells. Exactly. That's the perfect word. They're essentially sleeper cells. And we know that there's so many sleeper cells in all agencies, especially at the Department of War. Then that paves the way for them to refuse to carry out the president's agenda. So the president has talked about perhaps implementing the Insurrection Act to get a control over these illegal aliens, the riots, Antifa, the Muslim Brotherhood, this red-green alliance, this axis that we've seen that is more, I guess, more united than ever before to undermine our Constitution and to undermine our way of life here in the United States. And that would prevent President Trump from, you know, using the military to carry out his agenda, using the National Guard to carry out
his
agenda.
So let me stop you. Let me stop you.
And that's ultimately what they want.
Yeah, this is not your opinion. This is not my opinion. CNN, MSNBC, 70s president-elect, this was the plan, undermine the military, have the brass stand up when the left burns down cities and pushes insurrection, which they've been doing, and then give them a ticket for civil war, and then they, in the film, which is a model of the Podesta plan, civil war, the military joins with the Democrats, with the Western Alliance, which is now Governor Newsom's calling it a Western Alliance, they march on D.C. and kill a Trumpian figure in the White House. So this is literally their blueprint. That's how important this is. This is so key. They're actually trying it. Laura Loomer, what do we need to do to stop this?
Well, I think everybody needs to support Pete Hegseth, and they need to push back on the propaganda. And notice too, they're using this walkout. It's very coordinated. All of the hit pieces on Pete Hegseth, all of the attacks on the White House, all of the attacks on President Trump. It's not a coincidence that it's happening at the same time that they're trying to say President Trump and Pete Hegseth have killed free press in America as we know it. Free press in the West is dead as we know it, because they didn't want to sign a piece of paper that said you're not allowed to solicit classified information inside the Pentagon. Okay. And so it's very coordinated. They're trying to program people. And I'm going to say program because it really is a form of psychological warfare when you think about it. And a lot of these people, that's what they specialize in. They specialize in information warfare, psychological warfare. It's a psychological mind game. They are pushing propaganda and trying to manipulate people into truly believing they are occupied by a king, right? They are living under a king. They staged their No Kings protest. They were chanting 8647 when nobody picked up a gun and shot the president, right? They moved on to other people, right? The radical left took out Charlie Kirk. They're trying to target other conservative commentators. There's been an increase in violent attacks against conservatives, right? People have gone to jail for threatening me over the last few weeks. People just, you know, got arrested for trying to kill Matt Walsh and his wife, Benny Johnson, you name it. They are trying to create a violent environment. So like you said, right, it can pave the way for potentially civil war. I have to go to my next interview now. I'm here inside or interviewing officials, but I think people really need to take this seriously, Alex, because, you know, the propaganda works hand in hand with the incitement of political violence. And eventually it's going to explode into a situation that is not really containable.
Well said. Well, I'm really glad that you've shot this out there. I know you talked to Trump quite a bit. We're able to get him information as well. What are you going to be saying to President Trump when you talk to him next about the situation?
Well, I would just tell President Trump that, in my opinion, you know, I think Pete Hegseth is doing, I think he's following orders. His job is to follow the orders of the president. And so ultimately, what Secretary of War Hegseth is doing is he's implementing the president's own commands and his own desires. And so I think that there needs to be more accountability for people working inside the administration that collude with people who have had their security clearances revoked. If you're working inside the Trump administration and you're working for a secretary, or you are a secretary yourself and you are found to be colluding with people like Jake Sullivan or any of the seditious six, there should be consequences. And unfortunately, we have a massive vetting crisis in this administration. And as you said, you described it perfectly. There are a lot of sleeper cells, not just at the Pentagon. There's sleeper cells at DHS. There's sleeper cells at the State Department. There's sleeper cells all over. People who are embedded within, right? Some of these people are political. Some of these people are careers, and they are undermining the president's agenda, serving as spies for the, you know, former administration officials and serving as sources for the mainstream media so that they can coordinate their hit pieces against President Trump and his officials.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, Trump likes Hegseth, and he knows Hegseth too, when he's told.
No, he likes him. But ultimately, it comes down to President Trump. I mean, look, I think that President Trump, more so now, if we were in his first term, it'd probably be a different situation. But I think the president is so familiar and well-seasoned with fake news attacks, and he's seen so many of his top officials and some of his, you know, biggest loyalists get taken out by the fake news media that I don't think that these reports faze the president, right? And when we've seen it happen multiple times over the last couple of weeks where he's had Caroline Leavitt bring these officials into the Oval Office for photo ops so that they can mock the fake news media and say, yes, President Trump wants these people fired so badly that, you know, he's sitting here in the Oval Office with them telling them what a great job they're doing. So I think that people really need to be on alert for the side effects of this programming. I know that your audience, your viewers are, you know, pretty in tune with what you call the information war, InfoWars, right? You're all about it. But so many people in America are going to fall victim to this. And I call it psychological warfare because they're deliberately lying. They know they're lying. They're using, emotional and salacious talking points to, cause like a visceral reaction, a very emotional reaction, sometimes a violent reaction from their radical left audience that they're appealing to. And people need to do what they can to protect themselves from, you know, being victimized by this propaganda.
Loomer.com on X at Laura Loomer. You are dead on here. Your report is so important, and we will continue to track this as it unfolds. But the knives are out for Pete Hegseth, and Trump needs to know that means the knives are out for him. If he lets that domino fall, he's next. We'll be facing impeachment hearings for war crimes, which are clearly not war crimes. Absolutely insane. We'll be watching this as it unfolds, and please come on for a full interview soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right, I just spent most of the last hour and 26 minutes of the live show on this. I'm going to move on from it now. But this is the system trying to get control yet again. They got to remove Hegseth. They got to get control of the Pentagon. They're already trying to discredit ahead of time anything Trump does with the Pentagon because he's got control of it partially. So the best thing they can do is get control of it themselves. This is no-brainer stuff. This is not an opinion. This is another coup. This is the stay-behind networks, the sleeper cells, whatever you want to call it. This is a key thing. I know it's not what the other talk shows are talking about. I know it's not the big story right now. We're not about whatever the big story is. We spotlight what the key intel is, and we're right over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right. I want to look at the upcoming strikes on Venezuela, Colombia, and others. And you can debate all day whether or not it's a good idea. Trump has the authority to do it. It's in our hemisphere. They're working with the Democrats. They've been caught. It's a very aggressive move of Trump. But then that ties into Russia, which is the big war that threatens all our lives and could bankrupt us. And we knew that NATO and the EU would try to sabotage it again, and they've done just that. So the first thing I want to cover is Putin's statement on this and more. Then we got new developments on the shooter of the National Guard before Thanksgiving. Just like I said, being compromised, being blackmailed by deep state groups. Mainstream news. Suspect may have been blackmailed before National Guard attack. Also, Trump on the economy. His actions are great. His rhetoric's terrible. I'm going to get into that. Big developments on that front and so much more today. We'll also look at the incredible tyranny enveloping Canada. And when I say incredible, it's Orwellian. You're like, oh, who cares? That's another country. No, that's what the globalists want for us. So they're just a few years ahead of us. That's coming up, too. Stay with us.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by millionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you, you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids just as they know, and then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go, and slaps him on the wrist, and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind a little swank till the sun goes down. Babe, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says it, so I know it's the truth. And I'm for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you're going, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Now I'm the kind of man who'd harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side.
Got a Hellfire missile waiting on the other side.
So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you for the darn show wheel. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned,
concerning. No excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to...
Cool part of my job is I get to know a lot of interesting people that fight tyranny. Like Charlie Daniels. Came on the show multiple times. Big listener. Big patriot. Produced a movie about Agenda 21, Behold a Pale Horse, 20 years ago. He's gone now, but his great music and everything he did lives on. If you almost want to live by the law of the jungle, well, we're the lions. All right, let me just boil it down to this and get into the news here for you. Here's the bottom line. Since really the 70s when they got rid of Nixon, and Nixon had his issues, but he was really the president and meant well, made a lot of good decisions, some bad. It's all been declassified. The CIA removed him because they wanted to be in charge. But we really, after Kennedy got killed and Nixon got removed, the deep state was in charge. And so the Republican leadership at the top would just share power. They all intermarry together. It was all staged. Uniparty. That's why I said the left-right paradigm's false. I coined that term, the false left-right paradigm. Look it up. I coined it like 29 years ago. It's picked up at University Techs now, you name it. People go, well, wait a minute. Now you're saying we're Republicans. Now you're saying we're right-wing. Back then, it was totally controlled. And all these terms mean nothing. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. He'd be an ultra-right winger today. Terms change. Liberal used to mean less taxes and more guns and more property and more freedom. Liberal now means communism and cutting your son's wiener off. It means transhumanism. But there really wasn't two parties to speak of until Ron Paul and the Tea Party and everything you and I did together to try to reform the Democrat and Republican parties. And it turned out we were able to reform because it was Christians and others, the Republican Party partially. It isn't perfect, but it's day and night compared to the Democrats now. And they're just digging in, getting more communist, more satanic, more globalist every day. And so now, despite all their fraud and all their intimidation and all their scams and all the intelligence agencies attacking us and Trump supporters, we don't just have a beachhead now. We have a major invasion point taking the country back. And it's happening all the world. It's the fourth turning. The revolutionary age is here. It cycles. We're coming out of the weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. We're at the end of the weak men make bad times. That's a fact. There's no Rand Corporation or no Defense Department think tank. No one disagrees. You can see it for yourself. We're here. So the tyrant's trying to hold on by their fingernails, and all this desperate crap they're doing can only make things worse and only slow down what's going to happen. But in the end, make it worse for them. Well, I'm not a vengeful person. I don't want to make it worse for them because it also makes it worse for everybody else. I wish they'd just go away. But they're not doing that. But they are swimming against the tide. They are on the wrong side of history. So... without going into an hour-long diatribe, it is not my opinion. We have Victoria Nuland, George Soros, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Ursula von der Leyen. You want me to go on for an hour? I can list their names. Herman von Rompuy, back when he was in. All saying for 20 years, we're going to stage a takeover of Ukraine. We're going to push weapons up to Russia's border. We're going to put hypersonic missiles that are nuclear capable on their border. And then when the Russians, because they got invaded by the Nazis there in 42 in Barbarossa, we believe the Russians, when they invade, will be able to then have a big conflict that lasts decades. It'll finally bankrupt Russia. We don't believe it'll go nuclear, they said. And then we'll fix our demographic problem and our money problem by absorbing Russia, the richest country, natural resources-wise in the world, and the biggest geographically. And you can have the defense ministers and the economic ministers of all the main EU countries, France, Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands, the UK, they've all said it. See, actually read what they treat you like you're idiots. They write reports, they admit it all, and I'm like reading their plan. Oh, they're going to release a virus, probably respiratory out of China, 6 feet apart, lock down the sports clubs, and then bring out a vaccine that erases your immune system. And everybody wondered how I predicted it. I was reading the CIA declassified Operation Lockstep report, 2010. That's my frustration, because for some reason, it's always the 30-second clip that gets 100 million views, not me spending 5 minutes showing the document. So they go, how do you know that? Oh, he's one of them, or oh, he's God, he's Nostradamus. No, they tell you. So they started saying 20 years ago, even before that, 25 years ago, we're going to use Ukraine or Romania and maybe Poland, they get Belarus involved, to start this kinetic war with the Russians. And I can play you the clips I have many times of Soros, you know, 7, 8 years ago with Fariza Kara CNN. Well, I'm actually the Tsar of Russia, and I'm going to bring down Russia. And we did overthrow their government in Ukraine, and we are luring Putin into a war. And Putin knew he was going into a NATO bushwhack with all those weapons there. Trump thought it was a deterrent that he gave him tens of thousands of anti-tank, anti-aircraft missiles, thinking it would deter Russia. But then when Biden got in, they accelerated the attacks on Russia. So Russia said, screw it, we're going in. So it's not that I lionize Russia. I just know the facts. You know, Germany has basically a complete collapse in energy and manufacturing. They're saying, I have the reports right here, that Germany is in the worst economic position it's been since the end of World War II. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Germany was World War II. Look at this. It wasn't Russia blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. The globalists want to collapse you. And then under the tyranny of not having food and energy, they want to then organize you into a paramilitary force through the crisis, like the Versailles Treaty was meant under austerity with the Germans, to then get them to form into a fascist organization. Germany in free fall as industry warns of worst crisis since World War II. The Russians didn't do that. The carbon taxes, the blowing up Nord Stream did. And they've already brought back conscription in all the major EU countries. They're now conscripting women. And the EU that is collapsing from demographic collapse and debt, not the Russians. Geez, I wish we could blame the Russians. That'd be easy. No, it's the unelected EU bureaucracy. It's a dictatorship. 1956, Treaty of Rome. And they say, our business model is war with Russia, and then they want to drag us in to what they predict is a 20- to 30-year war with the Russians. That is cuckoo town. So Putin said it months ago, and he said it weeks ago, and I said it too. Oh, Ukraine's ready for a deal. NATO's ready. Then they say, NATO will occupy, all the land's given back, you have to give us trillions of dollars, Russia's the bad guy, and they go, no. So they already have a deal with Trump that's a very good deal for Ukraine. And here's the thing. Ukraine's losing. NATO's losing. NATO couldn't come up with a 250,000 troops. NATO couldn't come up with the $500 billion. They couldn't come up with it. All they're trying to do is wait Trump out and suck us into this, just like World War I and World War II. But this time, will be against the Russians, and they have three times the nuclear weapons of us. This is a suicide pact. Meanwhile, the Russians accepted Trump's deal to give preferential treatment to all U.S. companies for their rare earth minerals and everything else they've got. And let me tell you, they got triple what Africa's got. Triple. Africa is the second richest. It's a continent, but Russia's bigger than Africa. It's part of multiple continents, but it's the big, giant, juicy. And Trump isn't a warmonger. He's like, hey, let's develop and go to space and make a bunch of money. The Russians are like, yeah, we want that. You know, the Russians weren't communists until British intelligence overthrew the czars in 1917. They're not the communists you're told they are, you know, now. It's total horse crap. Trump's like, make money, not war. A play on make love, not war. But they don't intend to let that happen because with the resources of Russia and its geographic control of Europe and Asia and the Middle East, with U.S. power in our hemisphere, global domination without any weapons through economic, cultural, scientific power. The Carnegie Foundation in the 20s said the ultimate power combination would be the U.S. and Russia with Germany allied. That's why they always try to split the three. And who's right there always in the middle of it? The British Empire. Not the British people. Hell, I'm Welsh. My last name's Jones, folks. I'm not an Anglophile, but let me tell you, in my genetic history, it's prestigious, you know, in those isles. I mean, if you say I'm anything, I'm a Gaelic, a Welsh, Englishman. They're not the bad guys. They were powerful culture that elites moved into with the fall of Rome and the black nobility and set up shop there in Scotland and in England, in London, and that's the modern system. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with. And I know if you're a new listener and you hear all these terms and it sounds, you don't know what it is, people say, oh, that guy just spouts stuff. But people that have a brain, they just write down what I say. Everything I say, just search it. Just every line, every term, everything I say, every four or five words, you spend a lifetime learning about it. I want prosperity. I want interstellar travel. I want freedom. I want unlimited expansion. We have unlimited resources. This barbarian crap has to end. But we can't lower our defenses for some globalist peace deal while the UN has a world army and enslaves us. We have to be peace through strength. But intellectually, win the fight with the truth and end all this garbage, or we're done. Russia has said, we don't need Ukraine. We don't want Ukraine, except it's the main invasion point into Russia. No NATO deal. That's why we invaded. Pull out. They go, no, we want NATO entry. We want a NATO army. And Russia says, no. So here's Vladimir Putin speaking on the subject today.
Thirdly, they have no peace agenda. They are warmongers. Even when they are trying allegedly to introduce some changes, some adjustments to the President Trump's proposal, all these changes have only one goal in mind. They are aimed at blocking and putting to a halt this peace process. They are trying to make demands that are unacceptable for Russia, and they understand this, and then later they would try to blame Russia, accuse Russia of stopping this peace process. This is their objectives, and we can clearly see that. That's why, well, if they want to go back to the reality, considering the reality on the ground, then they are welcome. We are not against this.
So that's what's going on. Washington and Moscow fail to make progress towards peace. Ukraine territorial issues remain despite constructive meeting. But it doesn't matter because Russia could have already taken the whole country, but they don't want to precipitate a full NATO invasion. Instead, they're just creeping along, taking it over. Zelensky meeting with U.S. envoy canceled after no real progress in five-hour Moscow talks. Because Zelensky is a puppet. and has no real authority to make any of these decisions. So it's not Russia cutting off the energy and power of Europe. It's the globalist. All right, let's go to Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, does great work with General Flynn. I appreciate him joining us from the road. I wanted to get his take on Laura Loomer, whose intel I've matched with mine on a Secretary of Army deep state coup trying to drive Hegseth out, and that will implicate Trump, claiming it's a war crime, blowing up these boats. I know Trump's backing Hegseth, but they're definitely making their move. This is a big deal. Ivan Raiklin, give us your expert take on this.
Yeah, so I think a few months ago, back in June, right after Driscoll, Secretary of the Army, was confirmed, you can see that he immediately on Fort Myers started, he made a post where he was actually running with Yevgeny Vindman, the treasonous congressman. Remember, he was one of the two traitor twins that was behind the fake Ukraine whistle call impeachment hoax. And so that was definitely a faux pas. I mean, first off, I would have thought, you know, maybe this guy's just like a 16-year-old neophyte being run by the deep state and he didn't have a clue. But when he deleted it and kind of like fled for the hills, if you will, there was something more suspect to it than that. And then yesterday, Laura Loomer, now that she has press credentials in the Pentagon, I think she's probably in a better position to start to expose who's undermining President Trump and by extension, who's undermining his Secretary of War pick, Pete Hegseth. And I sent your producers the actual deleted tweet that was out there. It might be something worth looking at.
Well, I mean, this is beyond critical. You see the whole giant push when he was even president-elect that he's illegitimate, the National Guard's illegitimate, they deserve to get killed, they shouldn't be on the streets. All of it's obviously been proven to be constitutional. You see the push that you can't blow up these drug boats. You see the push you can't strike Venezuela. It's to discredit Trump. And then going after Hegseth right as his report's set to come out about the Afghan withdrawal and all this, and they've also got Signalgate about to come out. It's all clearly coordinated. If they can get control of the Pentagon, then they're green lit for their main move against Trump, which will signal for the left to do their national uprisings. Then when Trump tries to call the military, the leadership will say no, and then we're set up.
Right. Not only are they stopping at not trying to block accountability for all the transgressions of the Austin years, like you're saying, they're going above and beyond. And at the end of the day, I mean, what stops them from doing it? So far, the first Trump administration, there was no accountability. So far, almost a year into it, there's been no accountability. So at this point in time, if I was talking to President Trump, he's got to look himself in the mirror and decide for himself, is he going to be a domestically wartime president? Because we are at the apex of the 1770s meets 1860s meets 1960s, and they're trying to escalate that on steroids. The fastest and quickest way to do that is you have to bring in people that have already proven up and rejected the tyranny of the last 4 years, bring them into senior level positions so that they are ready, willing, and able to destroy this communist takeover of the United States of America.
And that's key at administrative level, and we pointed that out. But like General Flynn said last Wednesday, the coup is live. Trump needs to address the nation so people know where all this is coming from.
Right, and he needs to be flanked by those members of the administration that are not playing ball if he's going to keep them in place. I mean, I know one thing, he's like, oh, Cash Patel's doing great, Pam Bondi's doing great over on Fox News. Well, if you're going to keep them, Mr. President, why don't you have them flank you and address exactly what their responsibilities and roles are to the American people in order to support the mandate that we
gave. That's right. We need to see public loyalty pledges, because this is all about not being loyal to the president and who the voters voted for.
Exactly. Absolutely. Because that way he can directly speak to the people. He can't do this by himself, and neither can some of the good gems in the administration. This has to be done in lockstep or locking arms with American people and in a transparent way, because
the Secretary of the Army, who's a big globalist. I mean, right there. I mean, Trump has to know, though, if he lets them get Hegseth, that is just a door to get him. Obviously, he's not going to do that. So why do you think they're trying this so desperately?
I mean, the biggest part of the budget is the Pentagon's budget. So therein, you can hide, black budget, et cetera, to be able to continue to fund the deep state through those mechanisms. And that's essentially a power grab for that. And the Secretary of War has an outsized influence, obviously, particularly at a time when one of the oversight committee chairmen over in the Senate, the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, or I guess war at this point, is headed up by comatose, barely alive with the pulse, Mitch McConnell. And so I'm sure there's some of that tug and war going on. And I would guess that maybe Mitch McConnell and his staff and maybe some senators could be behind the removal of Pete Hegseth, similar to how it was done early on when they were trying to remove him for.
Well, that's right. They already had both the top Republican senators now came out against Hegseth today. Trump has to know that's an attack on him.
Which two? Because if depending on who they were, I'll provide extra analysis.
I'll pull it up right now. I'll keep going.
Because if it's Tom Cotton or Joni Ernst, those two were vying for the Secretary of War position early on before Pete Hegseth was appointed. So they may be kind of reigniting their desire to take over that position as they try to blame Driscoll for conducting the coup. Maybe Driscoll is conducting an undermining Pete Hegseth on behalf of one or both of those senators.
Yeah, I've got the names right here. The Republican chairman of the Senate and House Armed Services Committee are both demanding audio and video of the incident. Say they're going to investigate Hegseth. Tom Tillis.
Tom Tillis is retiring. He's definitely been a thorn in MAGA and America First side because he was the one behind blocking Ed Martin from becoming the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia in order to protect the J6 quote unquote insurrection narrative, meaning covering up the Fed insurrection. So this guy is not a new deep state actor. And then the other one is, I think it's, who's the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman? Is it, Risch?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll have to take a look at that. This is his first time kind of popping his head up. I'll have to take a look and do more detailed analysis.
The point is they're making their move right now because they need control of the Pentagon because they've got something planned. As the CIA told Jesse Waters last week, they've got something planned really nasty, which is a false flag, obviously.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think the only institution right now that the president has in under his control culturally much more than, say, the DOJ is the Department of War. And many of those that remained, you know, as holdovers over the last 4 years would probably be willing to implement, to stop the lawlessness throughout this country. And that's why they want to regain control. It's similar to how John Bolton did the suckers and losers play through
well,
the
right.
Atlantic.
Stay there. There's five more minutes with us. I know you're in an airport, but I want to come back in 2 minutes. Yeah. I mean, they brought us here. They're doing it. They're the ones that want martial law, not us. But in response to them, we have martial law.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight. Now.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next.
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Started to really accelerate. Ivan Raiklin, about 5 minutes to break here. In closing, big picture, Venezuela, all of this, the strategic actions, Panama Canal, the deep state, they're desperate. Big picture, what's happening from your sources, and how do we back President Trump to try to accelerate, you know, his urgency and purge this government of the criminals?
No, I think there's a lot of things coming ahead. So over the last couple of days, we've noticed that President Trump has used his Truth Social, whether it's him or he ordered some of his communication staff to start amplifying messaging that we've been trying to essentially direct at the White House for months now because of the massive pivot that occurred after Elon was thrown out and after Charlie Kirk was basically murked and assassinated publicly. The pivot towards foreign interests has supplanted the domestic interests of those that voted for him. And I think he's starting to pivot back. And as part of that, I think we're getting real close to the indictment of John Brennan, you know, one of the key warlord, if you will, on the CIA side of it, of the deep state. That is probably the father figure for the Venmans of the world, the Adam Schiffs of the world, et cetera. And so while that's going on, there may be a decision calculus to use the military in order to go after these domestic threats and enemies to the constitutional order and the constitutional republic, because the DOJ is still fully, you know, almost entirely captured, probably at the 99% level. And so while those conversations are being had, they're trying to come up with their counterplay through their affiliates, surrogates, and influencers that are in positions of power or about to be in a position of power, such as in Virginia. Keep in mind, the Pentagon is in Northern Virginia, right in Arlington right there. And so on January 17th, when Abby Spanberger takes office and is sworn in Richmond as the governor, I mean, you have literally deep state surrounding that institution. And I think they're probably using the holiday months to plan, coordinate with the Norm Eisens of the world and the strategists on the left in order to undermine this presidency, to slow walk them, to buy yet another year of no accountability, so that when the elections take place in November, you're looking at, even if Virginia can't weaponize against Trump the way that Jack Smith and Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and Letitia James did, then they're going to basically buy yet another year for, if the Democrats win in the House, the impeachments will take place. And then the presidency is pretty much done for at that point.
And let's not forget that governor is a CIA operative. The AG that just put in ran like Letitia James on indicting Trump and literally said he wants to kill Republicans and their children.
Right. And not only that, the top. So if we were to take as an example, a boilerplate example of what Fannie Willis did in Fulton County and Alvin Bragg did in Manhattan in New York County, and apply that to Arlington, Alexandria, Fairfax County, Loudoun County, you know, most of the current administration key leaders are either working there or living in those counties. So expect to see the equivalence of Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis on steroids to find any, you know, county level transgression infraction, or conjure one up in order to go after, let's just say, Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard or any of the senior staff that has been appointed by Trump that is actually doing the bidding and the implementing the mandate of what we voted for him on. And they're going to weaponize against those individuals. The way to stop it is we have to immediately go after all of them. The evidence is there. I mean, I call on mass arrests at the end of the day. And it's almost as though the time for mass arrests was so September 10th ago, just before they murked Charlie Kirk. I'll leave you with that.
Well, they brought us here, and they know they're desperate. They're making their moves. They're really scared of Hegseth's report on the Afghan withdrawal coming out. And so what a time to be alive. You just got to keep getting the word out. Ivan Raiklin, how do people find you on X?
Now I'm on Ivan Raiklin. You got it right there. Thank you. And let's keep fighting the fight.
All right. God bless you, brother. Now I want to look at Canada.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Get it, Alex.
Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
Because I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They have declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Dealing with the ongoing globalist attempted military coup with the Pentagon, notice that you're obsessing over Pentagon power, military power. They got some really nasty stuff planned. They want to discredit Trump and any military action domestically or internationally ahead of this. Canada is just north of us and is literally under WEF Global's control. Look at this headline today on Infowars.com. Health Canada reports finds euthanasia, the government killing people, now accounts for 5% of deaths nationwide. And they want to be able to say the state is the ward of children and kill healthy children. And you say, well, why do we care about Canada? Because it's north of us and they're fellow human beings, and this is the same globalist program. This is what they want to do to us. And they've got all this legislation in that similar stuff's passing in the UK, the EU, Australia, New Zealand. They're trying to pass similar legislation here. For internet IDs, debanking, total censorship, total control. I mean, it's so nightmarish, it's hard to even believe it's happening. So I wanted to get Arthur Pulaski on. He's a pastor in Canada. He was arrested multiple times for holding church while the topless bars and Walmart and the liquor stores and the bowling alleys were open. And then even after they opened the country up, they would still arrest him. And they're still trying to keep him in prison. He's already spent a lot of time in jail. So I wanted to get him on with an update on all the legislation they passed and are trying to pass. The Emergencies Act invocation, Bill C-11, Bill C-63, gun confiscation, which they said they never do, which they're doing. MAID expansion, medical assisted dying. Frozen bank accounts. This is what they want for us. This is the globalist model by communist China. Citizenship debanking, the Centers Hate Speech and Human Rights Tribunals, ArriveCan app and travel restrictions, carbon tax. So you look at what Trump's done. He's stopping all this here, but it's happening in Canada. In any country the globals get control of and suck dry, they'll then exploit to control us. So in Canada, I got articles where they'll release a child molester who rapes a five-year-old brutally one day in jail. But you are a preacher. They'll arrest you over and over and over again. So I wanted to bring him on. Arthur Pulaski, we're still trying to get connected, streetchurch.ca, to talk about this, because this is a big, big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And you see the stuff out of the UK, where if you're a Christian and street preach, just mild Christian doctrine, you go to jail. But if you're Muslims marching by the thousands with machetes and knives screaming, we're going to kill you, Allahu Akbar, that's fine. This is anti-Western, anti-Christian, directed attacks. And everything you see in Europe and Canada is what they want to bring here. I cannot stress that enough. It's the same international organizations, the same battle plans, the same systems, the same operations. And look at this. This is Judge Tracy Lloyd Clark. Today she has sentenced 24-year-old David Morgan to 20 months in prison for an ex post. The same judge let a child rapist called Reese Newman because she said the prisons were overcrowded. This is British justice. They know they're globalists. They know they're communists. They know they're persecuting the people, and they love it. And we still think that the system's just misguided liberals. No. I've been through the show trials. I've been through the tyranny. I've witnessed it for myself. You cannot underestimate just how disgusting and evil these people are. Now, yeah, we're not able to connect with the guests. You wanted to come on. It's fine. You can't come on. It's fine. Not a big deal. I'm just going to move on to other news, though. But again, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. I want to hit Trump on the economy and how his actions are great, but his rhetoric is not great. And the first clip I want to play is clip one. Michael and Susan Dell dropped $6.25 billion to fund Trump's new Trump accounts. 25 million American children receive investment deposits. Now, that's not communism. That's not socialism. That's what needs to happen if we want to save the U.S. economy. You're going to have the ultra-rich, you're going to have to inject funds directly into the public, or the past activities, the globalists, are going to be blamed on American capitalism, bringing the country down. It's got to be done now. Here's a clip.
This is really exciting.
Absolutely. It's a very special moment. We're making a $6.25 billion investment in America's kids through our charitable funds.
Next year, every American child will be able to get an investment account powered by Invest America.
We've seen what happens when a child gets even a small financial head start. Their world expands.
The real power of these accounts is that anyone can contribute. Parents, relatives, friends, everyone can help shape a child's future.
To philanthropists, companies, community leaders, if you want to be part of something truly meaningful for our kids, for our communities, for our country, join us.
And to parents and caregivers, stay tuned and get ready to activate your child's account. Every contribution can grow over the years, just like your child.
Together, we can make possibility something every child can count on.
And that's a future worth investing in.
Now, I want to look at what Trump's been doing in the real economy versus his statements here in just a moment. And then we're going to get to Pastor on. Of course, we had a time zone issue. This is how it always works. It's not a big deal. It's just a fun thing we do habitually. So we'll look to have him on coming up. But just we'll be right back in a moment.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. Blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We'll be right back.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view. I think it's your view. Not out starting fights. Not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. Open the show up today with what I'm going to cover after our guest Arthur Pawlowski leaves us in about 20-30 minutes, and that's Trump's statement about Somalis and the anti-political correctness, the just telling it like it is after they had us so bullied under their leftist mind control. This is so powerful. But I didn't start the show with it because of the ongoing Pentagon coup against Hegseth to take down Trump, but I want to get Arthur Pawlowski on. We got a time zone issue here, but that's okay. We'll sandwich this in with my intro earlier. He's just popular pastor, streetchurch.ca, arrested many times, to go over just the ongoing insane tyranny of Canada and him as a microcosm of what's coming to the rest of the world. So, Arthur, great to have you, streetchurch.ca. Recap what happened to you. Let's talk about all the draconian legislation and the former head of the Bank of England, who says he's not even a Canadian, says he's a European, that's ruling over you. Good to see you again, Arthur.
Hey, good to see you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me back on your show. I mean, it has been a long time. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are in crazy times, and people have to understand that whatever they are doing, they know what they're doing. This is a truly a controlled demolition of our republic, of our democracy. They are doing this on purpose. And I have been a whistleblower for the past 20 years, yelling and screaming from the rooftops about what I experienced, as you remember, growing up under the boots of the Soviets behind the Iron Curtain. So people like me, we know what we are dealing with, and there are signs left and right. The writing is on the wall, Alex, and you have seen it. I have been preaching about this for a very long time, and here we are today. So what the Canadian government is doing, well, they are following in the footsteps of the British government, Irish government, New Zealanders, and of course, Australia government. All those governments have decided to destroy Christianity, to destroy democracy, and to destroy a middle class. That's what we're observing right now. They're creating two categories of people, extremely powerful, the elites flying private jets and eating the most expensive steaks, and the poorest of the poor, their slaves, the wannabe pharaohs, are turning us into slaves, telling us you will own nothing and you'll be happy. And you got to remember, Alex, I grew up in an environment that we didn't own anything. And I'm telling you, and I hope that your listeners, your viewers are listening to me right now, we were not happy. So that's what is happening right now. I have been arrested so many times that my lawyers don't even remember. And for what? For doing my job as a pastor. I became the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket in 2020. At the beginning, I was arrested for publicly reading Bible. I was arrested for feeding the homeless. I was arrested for illegal distribution of printed material, Bibles and gospel tracts. My church was raided by the police and the bylaw services. My Bibles and gospel tracts were confiscated. My signs were taken away. And this is happening right now since 2005, an open ongoing prosecution and persecution of Christians, of vocal Christians. See, if you're sitting in your pew and you don't stir the pot and you don't rock the boat and you don't talk and even your neighbors do not know who you are, you will be fine. Believe me, Nazis and communists do not care about cowards. They do not care about those that are already subdued and enslaved. Be a good puppy, be a good slave, and the system will love you. But the moment you become vocal, the moment you start talking about what's really happening, what you're observing, well, you will become a target. I was arrested. I was not only imprisoned, I was kept in solitary confinement against the international laws. I was kept in metal cages for keeping the church's doors open. I was kept in psych ward against the law. I mean, without the evaluation of the doctors, Alex, without the even knowledge of Alberta Health Services, I was kept in psych ward with the crazy people because they were hoping someone will assassinate me there. Five inmates testified to my lawyers about the guards coming to them, offering them all kinds of trinkets, all kinds of benefits if they would kill me in prison. You know, Alex, they lit my house on fire. They lit our church on fire. They burned down our children's bus. They broke into our church, stole our equipment, speakers, cameras. They unscrewed tires in my pickup truck, and the tire just took off in the middle. I mean, I was physically attacked. Bear spray, you name it, Antifa in my house, in my backyard. So those things are tactics of a totalitarian regime sending a message to everybody else. You don't want to become Alex. You don't want to become Arthur Pulaski. You don't want to become Derek Reimer, a whistleblower that is exposing right now the pedophilia and the grooming of the children in the city of Calgary in Alberta, Canada. For that, he has been imprisoned. Today, right after the show, Alex, I'm going outside the probation office because he might be arrested, and you will not believe what are the charges. He refused to apologize. So the judges, just like in my case, Adam Germain, the crooked judge of Alberta, ordered me a compelled speech. He said, you must tell the people that you talk to in programs or sermons about the COVID-19, the government-approved script. If you will refuse, you will go to prison for contempt of court. And of course, as you know, I grabbed the mic and I said, Judge, I hope you're listening to me. I'll never, ever obey your order because I'm a pastor. I preach the truth. You want me to lie? I refuse to lie to the people. So that was overturned in the court of appeal. But then I got arrested again for a sermon. I have become the first Canadian ever to be charged with terrorism for delivering a sermon to a peaceful Canadians during the truck convoy. And I was imprisoned and I was found guilty and my appeal was denied. We're dealing, Alex, right now with the crooked judges, a weaponized justice system that doesn't care about the law. And right now, the bill C-9 is coming where they want to weaponize another bill against the pastor. So I encourage you to read my book. I wrote the book in prison, which was smuggled by my lawyer, believe it or not.
Stay there. Let's go through it. By the way, for radio listeners, we have footage of all this. I mean, Canada is literally a communist dictatorship now. They got rid of Trudeau, yes. Put his boss in. We're going to talk about this straight ahead. Stay with us. This is so important.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship. Get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You need to just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months. However you set it, and then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish sea moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I want to do a lot more commercial-free or commercial-light podcasts. You know, I've been doing podcasts since they started. I wasn't the first to do it. That was Mr. Curry, but I was one of the first 10 to do it. And then we got banned. We had 36 million subscribers on iTunes, remember, 2018, off of it. But when I say podcast, I mean it's not the syndicated show on TV and radio. It's online. We'll take a few breaks, you know, but that's it. Sometimes it's live. Sometimes we tape it. People love those. I've been doing Saturday shows, get tens of millions of views. People love it. So we should get Arthur Pulaski back on sometime for like an hour commercial free or 2 hours and just run through the whole history of this, because he's really patient zero or the canary in the coal mine. And if you're a radio listener, you're not seeing clips. The crew's just pulling up in live time. All of a sudden it happened to him. It's crazy. He gets off an airplane. They arrest him. He goes and opens his church. They arrest him. And even after they opened the country back up, they said, you can't open back up. And then them trying to kill him in jail. And so Canada acts all liberal, but that's the cover. I mean, I remember in whenever it was, my gosh, 2006, I went to cover Bilderberg in Ottawa, the capital of Canada. And we fly in. They call us behind closed doors. They had us for over a day. The same guy stayed the whole day and screamed at me. He spoke in a French accent. Enough media got involved. They finally released me. He grabbed all our laptops, computers, you know, of my two crew members, and said, if we find one pornographic image, you're all going to prison for transporting pornography. And we went, you mean like a kid's? They said, no. If we see a woman with her breast out, that's transferring porn across state lines, national lines. Well, thank God nobody searched that. They didn't. Then they got really mad after a day of us in the rooms, in there, sitting there for like 23 hours. It was almost a day. And saying, he looked at me and he said, you piece of crap, American. You think you're so good, you piece of shit. And the average Canadian is so nice, but not their police, folks. He goes, you dirty piece of shit. We fucking hate you. I'm not trying to be cut. This is what he told me. I'm not trying to cuss here. This is what he told me. He said, if I find one thing, we're going to send you to Toronto where they're going to bend you over and rape you in the ass. And I'm sitting there going, dude, I'm here to cover a Bilderberg meeting. Then the politicians get involved. It hits the news that I'm being held for a day. He comes in and starts crying. He goes, I have a daughter and a son, and I'm married. I just followed orders. Please don't sue me. Please don't be mean to me. And I said, dude, I'm not a vindictive person. I know you're being fake. Just let me out. And I went and covered it. I was peaceful for 5 days. I left, made the film Endgame. So I didn't mean to cuss and do all that. That's what they said to me. Now, that was 2006. I've been all over the world, never had police treat me like that. I've been in South America, they didn't act like that. Okay? Eastern Europe didn't act like that. I mean, so they have got communists in their police force. Now, I saw the Royal Mounted Police and local Ottawa police out in Bilderberg. They were nice. And a few times I went in the woods because there's no bathrooms around the hotel. We're both, you know, peeing in the woods with the cops. The point is but it was the special political ones that were really evil and really bad. And so that just sets the table for this. So we'll have Arthur Pulaski back on. I'm trying to get him on. Last couple of years, we're unable to. I'm glad he wanted to come on. So we'll get you on in the next few weeks for a commercial-free deal whenever you're able to do it. Maybe this Saturday, streetsearch.ca. But to go through what you saw and now where Canada is and all these draconian laws, and now the state saying we're the guardians of children that are under state control. We're going to kill them. 5% of the deaths now are from government-sponsored murder. I mean, yeah, there it is. That was even in the foreign news. So that's how crazy this is. And you think of North Korea as tyrannical or yeah, they are. But no, this is right here. And this is what they want to do in America. So, Arthur, please continue and then go through some of this new legislation and where this is all going. And you got cut off by break. That's a hard break at 29 after. I wasn't cutting you off. Tell us about your book first.
Yeah, so I was able to write everything I observed, the background story. You talked about 2006. Well, that was my first arrest. I was arrested, believe it or not, in 2006 for publicly reading Psalms. Can you believe it? No amplification, 6 parishioners. I am in a public park. I'm reading just to ourselves, and boom, I get arrested, and I faced a year of imprisonment just for reading the Bible. So they have been working on this anti-Christian sentiment for a very, very long time. Right now, they have the right government. They've got a globalist. You're right. He's not a Canadian. He's a globalist. He's proud globalist, trying to destroy Canada, just like he destroyed UK. So he's just continuing. And by the way, he is from New York right now. His family is in New York, and somehow he was selected to become the prime minister, and he's finishing the job after the son of the Castro, as we call him, Trudeau. So going back to the story, I was documenting everything that was happening to me. I mean, stripped naked, metal cages, torture. I was transported to prison upside down like a piece of meat. I was told they're going to charge me with insane charges. They're going to manufacture stuff. And the only thing they wanted when I was imprisoned in metal cages, solitary confinement, stripped naked, concrete cells, no water, no washroom, everyday treatment, they wanted me to say that I'm sorry for giving a sermon to the truckers. And when I refused, they said, you're not coming out. You will be assassinated in prison. So I documented everything because I didn't know what is going to happen to me.
Again, and my first lawyer, interaction with the Border Patrol, with your customs was, we're going to take you and have you raped in Toronto. He didn't scare me. I was like, you're the criminal, dude. He's a grown man telling a grown man, we're going to rape you in the ass.
Yeah, well, I was told by multiple times by police officers that they're going to do me if I will not stop. So I documented everything. Well, the whole story, the judges, I'm naming them, the politicians involved in this, what happened in prison day by day, my sermons.
So even worse for you, they're threatening to have you killed and trying to solicit it.
Yes, yes. And they actually called me for... So here is what happened. When I was... released finally from prison and I faced 12 and a half years for my sermon to the truckers, I received 10 visitations from the government here in Alberta. I was offered a guaranteed seat at the legislature if I shut up. I was offered $250,000, a job, government job, if I shut up. I was offered $2 million cash if I shut up.
Wow, so after the death threats didn't work, they tried the carrot.
Yes. Yes, and finally when they realized, and I told them from the very beginning, Alex, people like me, they don't understand people like me. I'm a pastor. I'm a child of the living God. I'm not for sale. I will never become Judas Iscariot. I mean, my life with God is more important than my life in my flesh. I know where I'm going, and I'm not for sale.
You're committed.
They don't understand people like us. And so after 10 different attempts, within about 8 months, coming to my house, I was on house arrest for a year and a half. I was not allowed to even sometimes go out on the sidewalk. Well, finally they realized, okay,
I've been trying to get you on for a year and a half, and you would why couldn't we get you on? You weren't allowed to come on, or what?
No, I was reaching to you, actually, believe it or not, and it was silent. So I thought you didn't want it, me. So, right, yeah, I'm available.
Apologize. We'll get you back on. So keep going. And by the way, you're a pastor for the listeners. I wasn't trying to be gross here. I was just testimony what they told me. They actually said that to me. I promise.
Yeah, so what happened, I started to receive for about 3 months phone calls from, they call themselves political fixers, and they said, listen, if you don't shut up, if you don't withdraw yourself from the public life for 2 years until the federal election, you going to prison for 12 and a half years, we have the judge bought and paid for, Gordon Krinke, and he's going to send you to prison, and you will be assassinated in prison. So back away. Back off or else. So I said my goodbyes. I wrote the book about the whole thing, Lions Do Not Bow. It's on Amazon.ca for Canada, Amazon.com, which was confiscated by the Canadian government already 3 times. And my lawyers smuggled it and we sent it to the American publishers and they printed it. So it's a crazy, insane story. If you're interested in what happened in prison with inmates and, you know, them banging on the doors, Free Pastor Art and the church and the truckers coming to prison every single day I was on the inside.
So that's the good news. They tried to get them to kill you and said you became a hero.
Yeah. So everywhere I was transported in metal cages. Everywhere I would go, the inmates would recognize me from the news and they would bang on the doors. Free Pastor Art, Free Pastor Art, Free Pastor Art. Actually, they said to the guards, if anything happens to this man, watch your back because we will not put up with it. So I had an unbelievable protection in prison, not from the guards, not from the law enforcers, you know, the justice system, but from the prisoners. And I spent time, Alex, with very bad people, okay? Human traffickers, drug traffickers, I mean, even a gun for hire and bank robber. So They were criminals, and yet they recognized what is happening to this man is a total injustice, and they protected me. Everywhere I went, I was protected by the inmates. So eventually I was released, and they were true to their words. I faced 12 and a half years of imprisonment for my sermon. I became the first Canadian to be charged with terrorism under the Defense Act for giving a sermon to a peaceful assembly of truckers and farmers. And when I said to them, no guns, no swords, this is our solidarity style movement. We can paralyze their system when we come together in a general strike. That's what scared them the most. I was arrested. Out of the truckers and the farmers, believe it or not, Alex, I was the first one to be arrested the week before they arrested the truckers, and I went off to prison, of course, with an unbelievable, crazy treatment. Eventually, the story was so big that the judge realized, or the politicians realized, they're turning me into a martyr, and they released me into, you know, time served and some other crazy things. We appealed the decision, and then the Supreme Court denied our appeal. So we can't even appeal it anymore. We can't fight. The justice system of Canada collapsed completely. And, you know, I can talk for hours, the ostrich assassination. I'm sure you've heard about that. The Chinese soldiers being trained on Canadian soil. I mean, we have Chinese, about 500,000 Chinese soldiers on Canadian soil in British Columbia, in Alberta, being trained against United States of America. That's what I believe is happening. And of course, fentanyl coming from Vancouver ports, which 90% of the shipments are not even being screened, flooding the American people. So you have to pay attention. I know Americans were focused on the southern border so much, you kind of missed the boat, because your biggest enemy is not coming from the south. Your biggest enemy, the terrorists, are going freely from the northern border.
Absolutely. So let's talk big picture. You're the canary in the coal mine, but what about Carney now, who's, we played the clip many times, says, I'm not a Canadian, I'm a European, family's in New York. He's actually a boss, but Trudeau is just a puppet. You have an actual globalist running your country right now, and they're passing all this draconian legislation.
Yes, yes. So right now, the latest attempt to destroy us is being done by Mark Miller. He is the minister of Canadian identity and culture. You got to remember, he's the same one that flooded Canada with haters of America and democracy as a minister of immigration, refugees, and citizenship. He was a minister from 2023 to 2025. So he is coming right now. The government is coming with Bill C-9, and it's an act to amend the criminal code. It's called the hate bill. Attack the hate, but what really is doing, the Ottawa Coalition warns that BC9 targets protests, not hate. So this is a design to attack anyone and everyone that dares to oppose them, anyone that wants to protest, anyone that wants to bring the truth. Because you got to remember, those that hate the truth, they view the truth as hate speech. And if you don't believe me, look what is happening in Ireland right now. Look what is happening in Australia, New Zealand. Look what is happening in Britain. And play this video. This is a crazy. You will be shocked. Play this video. This is the minister right now.
And I've got the legislation right here. It says if they deem something, years in prison, preemptively, if they think you're going to say something, thought crime, you go to jail. Let's play the thought crime minister in Canada. Here he is.
Merci. I'll just use the chair's prerogative for 2 seconds to ask a follow-up question to Mr. Ross. And it's despicable and it's unlawful. I believe the statements made by Mr. Shirkawi were and would be if they were stated again. We don't know why the prosecution chose not to continue with the charges. And perhaps it is to Mr. Fortin's point. I just want to dig in a bit about the concept of good faith. Mr. Ross, in Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Romans, there's other passages, there is clear hatred towards, for example, homosexuals. I understand how the concept of good faith could be invoked if someone were literally invoking a passage from, in this case, the Bible, but there are other religious texts that say the same thing, and somehow say that this is good faith. I mean, clearly there are situations in these texts where these statements are hateful. They should not be used to invoke or be a defense, and there should perhaps be discretion for prosecutors to press charges. I just want to understand what your notion of good faith is in this context, where there are clearly passages in religious texts that are clearly hateful.
And that's your headline, that they want to ban reading the Bible in Canada.
Yeah, and I warned people, just like you were warning people for years, and I said, listen, you should pay attention to my accent. Clearly, you can tolerate the way I grew up in hell, okay? I grew up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the same system, a totalitarian regime. So you should pay attention to people that escaped hell, and now they are warning you about, you know, what hell looks like, how it smells, and what is going to happen, not just to you. You may not care about yourself, my friends, but what is going to happen to your children and their children? Because it's easy to destroy a republic. It's easy to destroy democracy. It's crazy difficult to rebuild it. And that's what we're facing right now. If we will not rise up today against those totalitarian regimes, those woke, rogue judges and, you know, politicians that obviously hate everything that America stood for, everything that Canada used to be known for, which is a free and democratic society. Why people like me emigrated to North America? For freedom. We didn't come here for money. Europe, when I was living, I escaped from Poland to Greece. That was my El Dorado. We were making tons of money in Greece, but we escaped to Canada because Canada was offering us freedom. I remember meeting with an agent in embassy in Athens, and he said, come to Canada. Canada is the freest country on earth. In Canada, no one will ever persecute you for your faith. And here I am, 360 citations later, over 120 court cases. I'm still in court, and that's why I'm talking to the people. I mean, one man cannot do this. One family cannot survive this. One little church cannot fight those monsters. We need supporters. We are still
in the trenches. Well, that's right. And anybody that doubts what the left wants to do in the U.S., they're doing it all over the world. It's the same program. Arthur, I'm going to have the producer talk to you about when you want to come on in the near future. We're going to book you right now. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Alex.
Thank you. You can't make it up. All right. When I told you the story about the head customs guy in that almost day-long interrogation, he was there 23 hours screaming at me. He said that to me. He said, we're going to send you to Toronto, you're going to get raped. And it didn't scare me. He started getting freaked out. Because, see, you're the tyrant. Well, what am I supposed to do, get scared of that? Canada is like North Korea, folks. And the people, the cliche is true, they're so nice. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And they finally woke up after years of lockdown and they all got run over with police horses and all the rest of it. It's just unbelievable. Stuart Rhodes is loaded for bear coming in. There's a bunch of news I didn't hit, Trump on the economy and other things. But I meant to start the show with this today, but I didn't. Because I got off on the whole Hegseth coup. They can get Hegseth, they can get Trump. This is beyond critical. Go to X where we posted clips of the breakdowns and make it go viral, folks. We got to raise the alarm. You see Trump reposting on Truth Social and X our reports. They watch it all anyways. So I'm glad they're putting it out. They've done it before. But it just shows how you're backing this operation is beyond critical. And so we have this sale that runs till Friday. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $25 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. That is an unprecedented deal. All the Patriot Apparel, Moral, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, the very best turmeric. It's all there. By the way, is Ultra Methylene Red back in? They said 3 weeks ago, it'll be back in 3 weeks. Is it back? Boy, that'd be something big. If that's not sold out now. That was a big hit. They got a limited run. Is that in stock? Call them to make sure. Wow, that'd be important to know. Okay, well, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. And I'm only going to sell you something that really works because I want it to do great for you and you order it again. But I need your support. We are fighting with everything we've got, but we cannot do it without you. So here's Trump yesterday on the Somalis. Now, an average 80-plus percent are on welfare. They have the highest crime rate of any group in the country. And it's a pirate slave culture. And they've been brought in by the Democrats. And they steal billions of dollars and launder it into terrorism. And if we're going to be told all day how evil America is and how bad it is to be Christian, how we're the devil, well, then it's okay to self-differentiate and say, well, if Christians are the devil or Catholics are the worst thing on earth, you just lowered the bar where we can actually address and say, okay, well, you claim you're better than us. On average, you're not. And it's waking up to that bullying, waking up to that intimidation, waking up to being told we're bad and saying, no, we're not, and we're going to differentiate since you said that. And I got a bunch of video of black folks in Minneapolis getting in the face of the Somalis that run around all their arrogant crap and saying, we're Americans, we're not with you. And so there's a lot of exciting things happening, but Trump throwing down the gauntlet, not being politically correct, this is the attitude we need so that people don't get bullied into accepting globalism and all the rest of this stuff in the name of we're bad because we're Christians or we're Catholics or we're white or we're not communist. So more statements like this out of Trump saying, I don't care what you think, I'm going to say it. All these top Somali leaders, all of them, trash America, say we're scum, say they hate this country. Well, then we say you're scum. How's that feel? It's a two-way street. Here's the clip.
They contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
Man, what a way to end a three-hour event. And then for 20 seconds, he kind of relaxes and is nodding and agreeing with them. They go, oh, look, he's old. He fell asleep. Then he goes and does an hour-long press conference. If anything, he works too hard at 79 and does get exhausted sometimes. The guy has Titan-level energy. But exactly. You come from the hellhole country of the world, it's not even a country, that has legal slavery. Her family was the ruling slave family, like her daddy. And then we have to get lectured about slaves? I don't know anything about slaves. No, I'm not going to be told I'm scum anymore for the color of my skin. So I'm not telling you you're scum because you're black. There's lots of great black folks, amazing stuff in some African countries. But you are the worst of Africa, and you don't have any business lecturing me about how I'm bad. And so your hoax, your trance, your spell of us bowing down to you is over. You don't like this country? Take your ugly ass and get on an airplane and go back to Somalia. Oh, I forgot. No airplanes land there.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, will be hosting the next 55 minutes. The last 55 minutes of the hour, then Harrison Schmidt, the War Room, Infowars.com/show, radio stations across the country, Real Off Jones on X, for the Infowars feed for that. But Trump tends to do this. He'll go, oh, the Democrats and the Epstein thing's a hoax. He means the way they're rolling it out, not that the whole thing was a hoax. He's clarified that. Still hurts him. Well, yesterday he said, affordability at that cabinet meeting is a con job. He means it's a Democrat talking point that everything's always been free or should be cheap. He's like, no, things have always cost money. Yeah, there's inflation, but you get paid more. We're trying to dial it back. But it's statements like that, people go, what? It's a con? The wealth of the top 1% reaches a record $52 trillion. Now, most of that's in the stock market. Most of that's a bubble. But still, they've got to invest it just like the Dells did, $6+ billion into giving tens of thousands of children free investment accounts for wealth. You've got to reinvest in the country. People go, well, that's welfare. No, when the corporations, without strings attached, give people money, that's different. When it's totally unbalanced, I mean, 30 years ago, the top 1% had like 30, 40% of the wealth. Now the top 1%, and it's a tenth of a tenth of 1%, has like 80%. I mean, what's good all that money you got digitally if there's no infrastructure? So it's really simple. Mom and pop businesses bankruptcy set record high as debt rises. Yeah. Private payrolls unexpectedly fell this last month. So that's Trump with a bad response there. But here's one that's good. Homeland Security put this out. DHS.gov on X. Want affordable housing? Help report illegal aliens in your area. Call 866-DHS-2ICE. Now, remember under Obama, they kind of stopped under Trump, then under Biden, it expanded, where all these big banks said we're going to give $30,000 free and interest-free loans for illegals to buy houses, but citizens had their rate go up. That was to incentivize the illegals to come here and be a blue state, blue city voting bloc, paying them to do it. That's wrong. I don't hate the illegals in general. I don't blame them coming here. In California, all these states passed laws to give them 30, 40, 50 grand free for a house now. Why did they build all these apartments everywhere? So whereas a citizen has to live in an apartment because they can't get a house, the illegals get greenlit for it. And the DHS posted four articles over at Sean, I'll show you, to point this out. Mass immigration pushes U.S. housing market to breaking point. Rental markets starts to see effects of Trump's immigration crackdown. Prices going down. Trump is providing an unexpected boost to housing. Politico. grabbing the illegals. House market map shows steepest price drops across U.S., mainly where the raids are happening. Yeah, what do you think it does when you inject 20-plus million people in and give them a bunch of free stuff? And by the way, what I told you is coming out in the news now. In Illinois, in Ohio, all over, they get local, state, federal welfare, and in almost every case, double what a citizen gets or even a veteran. Then they get all this NGO money. That's why, in places like Springfield, Ohio, they went and looked. Almost none of the Haitians had a driver's license. They were driving like $50,000, $100,000 new cars, the latest iPhones, designer clothing, and they went and asked the Haitians. They said, yeah, I get $3,000 a month from the state, I get $2,000 from the county, and I get $3,000 from the feds, and this NGO gives me this, and my house is paid for. I mean, you know, who do you think pays for that? The central banks want to bankrupt us. So good job, the surrogates for Trump. Putting out the truth. This is what, like, Trump's breaking up the big four monopoly on beef packing. People raising beef don't make any money, folks. They have to raise it just to get the tax exemption for the property. The money's all made by the big four meat packers that have a monopoly. Trump's busting that up. He's making all the right moves, but his communications aren't good.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
By Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is Stuart Rhodes filling in for the final hour of Alex Jones' show. Honored to be here again. I want to let you know that we have a special going on. Buy one, get one free until midnight Sunday. We encourage you to go out, go there to the alexjonesstore.com and support InfoWars. They're at the tip of the spear, have been for a long time. I wanted to add to what Alex has been saying in the last segment about the attack, the coup against Pete Hegseth. It's part of the longstanding coup. It's been running ever since President Trump came down those escalators. It is the deep state attempting once again to put President Trump and his administration on the defensive and run the clock out. That's what they did the first term. That's their game plan. That's what they're doing again. The answer to that has to be decisive action by President Trump. What he should do, I believe, is call a national address to the American people and lay out exactly why this is being done and who it's being done by. I don't believe Pete Hegseth, I think he's been a great Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War, but he has not purged out the other generals who, much like Milley, are traitors of the Constitution and part of the deep state. So I would encourage him to go on the offensive inside the DOD and purge them out. But to piggyback on the discussion that Alex had with General Flynn the other day, he should call a national address to the American people, but I believe he should have Pete Hegseth there with him and Tulsi Gabbard, both of them very credible military veterans. Pete Hegseth, combat veteran in Iraq. Tulsi Gabbard, a walkaway Democrat, respected in the military. And they can lay out for the American people exactly what is going on and why. And I believe that they should lead with the oath. I think it's fantastic, frankly, that you have the seditious six attempting to, you know, cause dissension in the ranks by reminding the troops that they have an oath to the Constitution. I think that's fantastic. Use it. And this is something that Harris and I will be talking about later on the War Room. We're going to have a friendly debate about this because we disagree on this point. But I'm going to say this. When I started Oath Keepers in 2009, out of the gate, I was directly talking to the troops and saying, you have a responsibility and a duty to refuse unlawful orders. And that's simply a fact. That's what we were taught when I was in the military. And the reason why I wanted them to know that is because the deep state and the establishment wants blind obedience from the troops and blind obedience from law enforcement in this country. And my big concern was when the military is used inside the United States, like National Guardsmen being deployed to Hurricane Katrina and sadly following unconstitutional orders along with police to confiscate firearms for American people, the American people. And so out of the gate, I said what they just said. You have a right and duty to refuse unlawful orders. And I went even further, listed out a list of 10 orders we will not obey. And we had active duty oath keepers back then in 2009 and from all the entire length of the Obama administration. Active duty oath keepers articulating that they will not obey unlawful orders. None of them were ever tried by any kind of military tribunal, Article 15. None of them had any repercussions in their command. For a good reason, because all they were saying was what is true. I know it's frustrating to have the domestic enemies of the Constitution use that same strategy now. They're taking a page out of the Oath Keeper playbook, actually. But I think in the long run, it's good because I do want, and I've heard some conservative commentators say, well, we can't have, you know, your average soldier trying to decide what's constitutional or not and what's lawful or not. Yes, you can. And yes, you should. When I went through basic training way back in 1983 to become a paratrooper, we were taught about the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. And we were taught that here's the bright line example of what you don't do. This is a blatantly and manifestly unlawful order. Lieutenant Calley and his men fired on women and children. At his court-martial, Lieutenant Calley defended himself by saying, I was just following orders. And, of course, the correct answer is that just following orders is no defense. That's been part of our instruction in the military since the founding. And in modern times, they use Abu Ghraib as an example. So, and I've heard conservatives now saying the same thing the Democrats said back then. Back then, the Democrats said, oh, you can't have, you know, these oath keepers are crazy. You can't have an average grunt deciding whether or not an order is lawful. You know, it's going to cause dissension in the ranks and chaos. It doesn't, because there's a presumption in the military that your orders are lawful. That's the presumption, unless it's manifestly unlawful. That's why the sky doesn't fall. That's why you don't have dissension in the ranks. you have people that will follow their orders unless something like that, shooting women and children or torturing prisoners, something blatantly unconstitutional or unlawful under the laws of war, that's when you have a red line. And the same thing should have happened during Hurricane Katrina. We did find, after the fact, we found one National Guard unit from Utah that did stand down and refused to participate in the gun confiscation in Hurricane Katrina. They did the right thing. And the reason why they did that is that one of their men, one of their sergeants, Sergeant Joshua May, was the guy in the unit who kept talking about the Constitution, kept talking about their oath responsibility, and was the go-to expert on the Second Amendment on gun rights. And so when they were deployed from Utah to Hurricane Katrina, and they were in the rural areas at first, they heard what was happening inside of New Orleans, the gun confiscation that other guard units were enforcing, that other police officers brought from all over the country to help, were going house to house and confiscating guns. And they all got together, the men in the unit got together, and Joshua May is the one they turned to and said, "What do you think?" And he said, "This is clearly unlawful. This not only violates the Bill of Rights. And when we're being used here at home, we have to respect and protect the Bill of Rights. What we can do in a foreign theater is not the same thing like you can do inside of the United States." And so the officers in his unit looked to him for their guidance. And then they turned to their commander and said, "We're not going to do this." And the commander passed it up the chain of command, and the word came back, "You're not going to be deployed into New Orleans. We're not going to ask you to do that." And so Big Army at the time blinked. This is under the Bush administration. So it doesn't matter whether it's a Republican in office or a Democrat in office. Our benchmark has got to be our Constitution. And all of us swore the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so I welcome a discussion about the oath. I believe the best way to handle the treasonous six and the attack on Hegseth ties right in with this. They are attempting, now they're trying to say, okay, and here's an example of unlawful orders. Pete Hegseth has ordered the assassination or the ruthless, illegal killing, unlawful killing of combatants or noncombatants. It's complete hogwash. I believe we all understand that. From what I have seen, even in leftist media, like NPR, for example, I read that on the way here. They said that the boat was hit once with a strike, but because it was not sunk, the naval commander in charge of the special warfare unit, Navy SEALs, who were doing the strike, he decided to hit the boat again to make sure it sunk. From the beginning of warfare, you can go back to the Civil War, you can go back to World War I, World War II, we have always known that and you're talking about naval warfare, we sunk plenty of ships with our submarines. We sunk plenty of ships with our dive bombers. You sink the ship. Now, if there are survivors in the water afterwards, then yes, you have a duty to try to take them prisoner and save their lives. But it's not a war crime to sink a ship, okay? And in the war against these proxies of communist China with the drugs, fentanyl, proxies of Venezuela, who is itself, I believe, a proxy of communist China, I think it's completely lawful to sink that ship. So they're using a red herring. They're trying to take something that was lawful and spin it as being unlawful. And yes, the ultimate goal is to cause dissension in the ranks, and I believe it's a dog whistle to all their stay-behind officers in particular. Most of your rank and file in the U.S. military is conservative, and most of them have common sense. It's a dog whistle, I believe, from the deep state, from the CIA. It's why it's no accident they have CIA personnel, former CIA, once CIA, always CIA. That's why they're the ones sending out this message. It's a dog whistle to the other generals who have not yet been purged out of the military and need to be purged, who are much like General Milley, cut from the same cloth. So what I believe should be done is, in light of the attack on Pete Hegseth, in light of this, the treasonous six putting out these messages to the troops, I believe President Trump and Pete Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard should do a national address to the troops and, of course, also to the American people and spell out exactly why the founders put that oath in the Constitution. Came out of Article 6, requires all officers of every branch of government to swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So remind the troops of their oath and then lay out that here are the foreign enemies of the Constitution, the CCP, George Soros, Klaus Schwab, other world elites. And here are the domestic enemies of the Constitution. You can look at these communists on the left in this country, the jihadist infiltration we now have with Islam, the Red-Green Alliance, and then even more importantly, the role of men like Brennan. Lay out the long-standing, ongoing coup by the deep state to stop the MAGA movement. It's bigger than trying to stop Trump. They're doing the same thing with the MAGA movement that they did with the Ron Paul movement. And I was an OG original Ron Pauler way back when. I worked for Congressman Paul in his D.C. office before I went to Yale Law School. After the Army, I worked for him in between after college. So I've seen the same playbook again and again. They are really just trying to prevent the people from asserting control over our government and cleaning out the deep state. So they're going to put President Trump on the defensive and then try to run the clock out. This is part of that. But I think he should use a jiu-jitsu move, use their attack against them. The wrong answer, and I'm going to have a debate with Harrison about this, the wrong answer is to arrest them for what they said. The entire time I was leading Oath Keepers, I was never arrested for staying to the troops, refuse unlawful orders. None of our guys were arrested for articulating that, despite laying out all these different examples. And, of course, the reason why is because all it would do is give me a massive platform. They didn't want to do that. They didn't want the oath to become on the tip of the tongue of the U.S. troops. But now that Trump's in office, they're trying to use the oath as a weapon against our republic. So the best way to control this or to counter their strategy is to have an open conversation about the oath and lay it out for them. Here are the domestic enemies of the Constitution. This is, and then also, here's the authority I have as Commander-in-Chief, and Tulsi Gabbard and Hegseth can help him lay out. Here is his authority to call forth the National Guard as part of the militia to repel invasions, suppress insurrections, and to execute the laws of the Union. Here's why it's completely constitutional for you National Guardsmen to be used to support ICE across the country as they deport illegal aliens who have violated our immigration laws. And I would say, I'm going to talk about this next segment, I believe you should also work to revoke the naturalization of people who entered this country and became naturalized citizens under false pretext. But lay it all out. Ilhan Omar is not just a communist and a grifter from a failed country. She's also a jihadist. There's a very real red-green alliance. Lay it out for the American people and lay out how the CIA, much like happened with JFK, Alan Dulles was fired by JFK, but continued a shadow rulership over the CIA. Brennan's doing the exact same thing. And Ratcliffe should be fired right along with Tulsi Gabbard and Kash Patel. President Trump should lay out who the domestic enemies of the Constitution are. He should decisively fire the people that are not doing the job he wanted them to do in the first place. Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, I would say Dan Bongino, Todd Blanche, all of them have to go, and so should Ratcliffe because they're not getting the job done. And Hegseth should be unleashed to go and purge out the disloyal officers in the military. And yes, all the disloyal lower-level troops who are openly communist, that's the actual threat to good discipline and order in our ranks is them. It's not President Trump, it's them. Expose that entire plot, make that very clear to the American people, and once that's clear to the American people, then he should, I believe, go to the next step. He should use his absolute authority and power as Commander-in-Chief to declassify and expose all of their dirt, all of their treason. Those who took money from China, like Senator Kelly. He has a pattern of taking money from communist China. Expose that to the American people and to the troops. Make it clear to them, here is why we have to take decisive action. Expose them. Expose the corrupt judges. You're not going to be able to take the deep state down without full disclosure and exposure. And he has that authority as Commander-in-Chief to declassify and expose them. That's what he should do. It's been extremely frustrating for me. I'm saying this since 2020. I don't understand why others in the Trump administration don't understand this. His ability to expose them is the first step. It has to be. Because otherwise, if you just go out there and invoke the Insurrection Act and start arresting them, they will be able to say, oh, look, he's acting like a dictator. And that's part of the strategy here, is to distract the American people from what they have done. It's the same thing they did to us as J-6ers. They accuse us with projection, accuse us of what they're doing, but it's also a way to distract the American people from what they did. Oh, look over here. These people are being, you know, anti-constitution, anti-democratic, or whatever the accusation is, while they are the ones who are actually destroying our Constitution and our Republic. So expose that. That truth is very real. Expose that. So once he does that, I do think President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act. And I do think he should put the National Guard, and I would say also the rest of his militia, including myself as a veteran, he should order us to go and help protect ICE as they deport the illegal aliens. He needs mass deportation. And I'm sure what he's being told is, well, if you do that, you'll lose the midterms. I think the Republicans are likely to lose the midterms because they have not done decisive action, and President Trump's base, and not just his own MAGA base that's been with him since 2016, but also all the independents, all the walkaway Democrats who crossed over, they want to see decisive action. Alex was talking about this, him and Nick Fuentes talked about this yesterday. I agree completely. They need to see decisive action to even have a prayer of holding on to Congress and the Senate. And I do believe that the GOP establishment, who are part of the Uniparty, don't care about losing the midterms. I think they just really, frankly, would love to lose the midterms because then they have an excuse for doing nothing, and they make Trump into a lame duck president. And I also believe the intent is to impeach him. So when they lose the midterms, if we continue on the same path and the Democrats take over both the House and the Senate, you can bet that those never-Trumper Republicans will jump right on board with the rhetoric and justify impeachment against President Trump. And what this does, though, the threat of impeachment, the threat of being called a dictator, has a chilling effect on President Trump doing his duty to support and defend the Constitution, execute the laws of the Union. That's also part of their intent. Like I said, put him on the defensive and then run the clock out, just like they did the first term. So that's the strategy. That's what's playing out. So for him to deactivate that strategy and throw it back on them, I think he has a golden opportunity to do and address the American people and lay it out. Here's what your oath says, and here are the domestic and foreign enemies, and here's why we are going to be doing what we're going to be doing, and then just do it. He needs to just do it and get ahead of it and be aggressive. But he really can't do that without at the same time taking down these corrupt judges. So he needs to expose them first, I believe. So go and declassify, because this is how the intelligence agencies control politicians and judges. They've been doing it since J. Edgar Hoover. I saw J. Edgar Hoover was FBI director for life. He had dirt on everyone. No one dared cross him or they'd be exposed. So he was there until he died, like Stalin. And it's the same thing now. And that was back in the days of file cabinets and wiretaps. Now with total information awareness and NSA surveillance of the American people, like Snowden warned us about, they know that they have the dirt on all of these politicians and judges. So just bring that out in the open. That's why part of their strategy to contain Trump has been to trick him into not using the Epstein files as a way to open that door and expose the deep state. So they tricked him into thinking that's part of some fake news from the left and a hoax. And they got him to not actually go after them. The deep state strategy, they don't really care if he puts like Senator Kelly on trial. It'll fail, by the way, because that's protected speech. It just is. So they don't care about that. What they care about is he doesn't go after them. The ones that are really calling the shots behind the scenes, like Brennan, for example, that's your mid-level managers in the deep state. Above them, of course, are the international bankers and, you know, the international banking elite. So our enemies want President Trump to be distracted, to be focused on defending Pete Hegseth and playing defense until they run the clock out. And he has in his circle, just like the first time, with Bill Barr being the Attorney General. I couldn't believe he made him the Attorney General the first time, and he stayed there almost to the very end. He only resigned like 2 weeks out, I think it was, at the very, very end. And then he tried to install Jeffrey Clark as the Attorney General. So he should fire Pam Bondi. She has been a failure, whether it's been willful or because she's lazy, like Peter Tichtin said, she just goes to Florida and lets Todd Blanche run the DOJ. Whatever the reason is, she's failed to do her job. He needs to say, you're fired, just like back on The Apprentice. He needs to fire her. I would encourage President Trump to use his power of recess appointment to do that over the holiday break, fire her and replace her. I think, with Jeffrey Clark, frankly. Bring somebody in that he knows is an actual patriot, who the deep state's been going after. Right now they're trying to disbar Jeffrey Clark in D.C., for example, for a reason, because he's a patriot. So President Trump just pardoned him along with other lawyers involved in the challenge of the 2020 election fraud, and there's a reason why he's being targeted. He's a clean house now, put the right people in, and then go to war against the deep state. More after the break.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a T-shirt. Go get a ball cap. Get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for AutoShip. Get 50% off. You need canceling time. It's not like a full commitment like you marry somebody. You can just subscribe to it or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then canceling time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel any time. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at thealexjonesstore.com, and we have the 12 days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on. on the march. The Empire is on the run. Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. I just want to remind you again that InfoWars is running an awesome special 12 days of Christmas sale with buy one, get one free on all their supplements. So it's a fantastic deal until Sunday night at midnight. I encourage you to go and stock up on great supplements and at the same time support the InfoWar. Also want to encourage you to go to oathkeepers.info. I'm relaunching Oathkeepers and rebuilding it. I invite you to join. And also, if you want to help us, you can go to givesendgo.com/oath and you can donate there to support our mission. Or if you want to join, you can even do a $100 donation there and just put a note that it's for membership, and I'll definitely honor that. I believe it's more important than ever to remind Americans about their duty under the constitutional oath, whether current, serving, or former. As I said in the last segment, that's why I believe President Trump should use the attempt of the enemy to cause ascension in the ranks as a teaching moment to teach the American people and the soldiers about their duty to defend against both internal and external enemies and why they need to obey President Trump's orders as he cleans house and defends the republic and saves this constitutional republic. So now I want to talk about, so yesterday Alex and Nick Fuentes had a great discussion about many things, but one thing they focused on was immigration. And I agree with 95% of what they were saying, except I would say this. I think that Islam is actually a greater threat to our country than Nick realizes. And there's two reasons for that. One is that they vote as blocks. And I saw this when I was in Minnesota. I did a speaking tour for the GOP of Minnesota through Minnesota, where I have family, actually, back in 2014. And I was talking to rank-and-file Republicans from rural areas who were sounding the alarm bell back then that what they were doing, the left, was they were selecting not just Minneapolis to become a stronghold for the left, but they would also target traditionally conservative, like German immigrant communities for multi-generations of farmers, and they would flood them with Somalians. And of course, they vote in a block. And so once they reach a tipping point, they just took over politically in these key counties. That's how you ended up with Governor Walz there, Tim Walz, the tampon guy. That's how you ended up with Keith Ellison, a radical communist and a Muslim. The same pattern you're seeing now in New York. So I believe that the threat by Islam is actually more serious than Nick realizes. For that reason, they vote as a block, and they're being brought in and being targeted in certain counties, just like they targeted the swing state counties in the election for their election fraud. They didn't have to flood the entire country with election fraud, just those key counties. Same here. They don't have to target the entire country infiltration with Muslims. They can take the ones they bring in and put them in key places. Like I live in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas has, you know, a ton of mosques popping up all over the place. Right where I live, there are women walking around in full burqas now up and down the street. And so that's the first point. Second point is that they will beat us in the end with birth rate. They bring women in. All these men have actually multiple wives. Each one of them cranks out 5-6 kids. So within a generation, you're going to have, you know, not just double the number, but quadruple or six times the number of Muslims in this country. And I believe that Islam is completely incompatible with Christianity, and I believe Islam is completely incompatible with our constitutional republic. And the reason why I say that is because, as Ayaan Hirsch Ali has been warning us, she's the lady who was born in Somalia and then escaped an arranged marriage. You know, she suffered genital mutilation as a child, and she immigrated to the West, and she became an atheist, and now she's a Christian. She went first to the Netherlands, and then now she's in the United States. But she's been warning us for decades now that this is actual Islam. When you say radical Islam, you're making a mistake. It's not radical Islam. It's just simply Islam. Now, are there some moderate Muslims? Yes, they are. But they are drowned out and controlled in the end by the actual devout Muslims. So they end up in a position, or they wind up at some point being radicalized by their clerics who just say, hey, this is what the text says. Here's what the Quran says. Here's the example of the prophet's life that they follow, and you are commanded to wage jihad. So like with the Afghan who attacked and killed one of our National Guardsmen, almost killed another one in D.C., Of course, everyone's suspicious that this was a CIA operation because he used to work for the CIA, but it might simply be that it's just simply that he was a Muslim. And at one time, he was our ally in fighting against the Taliban in Afghanistan, and then came to this country as one of our refugees because of that. And I'll admit, back when that was going on, I was like, hey, if they were fighting for us, then we should give them shelter. I think that was wrong. I made a mistake in that. It's possible that he's a legitimate refugee that came here because he fought for us, that he just became radicalized by his local cleric and his local mosque. And the reason why I'm leaning that way is because he used a .357 Magnum revolver. You would think that if he was actually a false flag operation by the deep state, that he would have brought an AR-15 or an AK-47, you know, duffel bag, under a coat, whatever. He could have used a far more potent weapon in his attack. But he used a six-shot .357 Magnum revolver, and so that's why he was able to be overcome before he could kill other people. He ran out of ammunition. He got tackled. So, point being, given the reality of Islam, I think it's the best to follow Ayaan Hirsi Ali's advice. She said, until Islam as a whole is reformed, until they go through a reformation or have their own version of a New Testament, you cannot let large numbers of Muslims into your countries. It's committing suicide by doing that, because they are still prone to being sincere Muslims and then committing jihad on you. And the pattern around the world, and you can look at what's going on in France, what's going on in Sweden, what's going on in England, Ireland, Scotland. You're seeing this pattern. They're not adopting Western cultural ways. They're not assimilating. They are instead, of course, when they first get there, they'll smile on your face and tell you they intend to assimilate. And then once they gain a certain number of traction, then it's Katie to bar the door. That's what we're seeing in the UK. We're seeing, you know, now you have a Muslim, another combination of Red-Green Alliance, a Muslim communist now running London. So now we see that in New York City here in the United States and in Dearborn, Michigan. So what we see in England and the UK as a whole, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, that's what's coming here if we don't not just stop it. It's too late to just simply say we're not going to let any more in. That'd be a great first step. But I believe we should do what President Trump was talking about the other day, reverse migration. How do you do that? I believe what he should do is revoke the visas of everyone that's in this country from abroad, across the board. Revoke their visas, including all the H-1B visas from India. But I would prioritize any visa of any Muslim that enter the country under a visa. Just send them home, because and you can just say, you point to the attack in D.C. as why. We're going to presume for the best outcome there is that he was brought here. He's not part of a false flag. He just became radicalized. Well, that means that any other Muslim who's brought here, even the ones that fought with us, are prone to being radicalized by Wahhabist clerics in their local mosques. Revoke their citizenship. You're not violating their rights by sending them home. Just send them back home. And this is where I agree with Nick Fuentes. Revoke their visas. Send them home. Start with the Muslims, though, because they are the greater threat to us when it comes to terrorism. They're part of that Red-Green Alliance. They're aligned with the communists in the United States. It's very obvious. Yes, we see like here in Texas, you see now you have Muslims who are running as Republicans. And yes, they'll say they don't like the DEI policies. There's a bunch of them in Houston that claim to be moderate Republicans. Same thing. They say we don't like the DEI policies. And that's probably very accurate. They don't want their little boys' penises chopped off and turned into little girls. So they agree with us on that. But in the end, it's still for them about their faith and spreading Islam worldwide, outbreeding us and then taking over. That's their strategy. They've articulated that very openly. You've got them now bragging about how it's too late. You know, we're already here. That one Muslim, he's both a communist and a Muslim again. So that's what's happening. Just realize that. And let's not just stop it from happening anymore, but reverse it. Revoke their visas. Send them home. If they're an Afghan refugee that can't be sent back to Afghanistan because the Taliban are going to kill them, send them to some other Muslim country and make a deal with whatever country we have to take them in. But send them out. Get them out of here. Now, for those that came in and did the process of naturalization and became U.S. citizens, I want to draw your attention to a statute. You can look up on the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services website, Chapter 2, Grounds for Revocation of Naturalization. And in the first part, under A, it says, person procures naturalization illegally. A person is subject to revocation of naturalization if he or she procured naturalization illegally. Procuring naturalization illegally simply means that the person was not eligible for naturalization in the first place. And it lays out that any eligibility requirement for naturalization that was not met can form the basis for an action to revoke the naturalization of a person. This includes the requirements of residence, physical presence, lawful admission for permitted residence, or for permanent residence, good moral character, and attachment to the U.S. Constitution. So look at those last two criteria. Good moral character and attachment to the U.S. Constitution. I believe that for Ilhan Omar in particular, but all the rest of her co-invaders from Somalia, that you can point to both of those, good moral character and attachment to the U.S. Constitution, as grounds for revocation of citizenship. And then in more detail down below in subsection B, 2, it says grounds for revocation, membership or affiliation with certain organizations. A person is subject to revocation of naturalization if the person becomes a member of or affiliated with the Communist Party, other totalitarian party, and I would say Islam is that, or terrorist organization within 5 years of his or her naturalization. In general, a person who is involved with such organizations cannot establish the naturalization requirements of having an attachment to the Constitution and of being well-disposed to the good order and happiness of the United States. Let's take Ilhan Omar, for example. She is both a proud member of the squad, a proud socialist. I would consider that obviously affiliated with the Communist Party. She is preaching Marxism. And when it says other totalitarian party, I believe her being a Muslim and a radical Muslim and jihadist also meets that criteria. Or terrorist organization within 5 years. So affiliated with a terrorist organization, look at the Muslim Brotherhood. I think that's one thing that Governor Abbott has done correctly here in Texas, as he has designated the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE to be, which is just another proxy or front group for the Muslim Brotherhood, declared them to be terrorist organizations. I believe President Trump should do the same thing nationwide. And with that being done, he should say anyone affiliated with them should be have their naturalization revoked and then removed from the nation and deported. They're no longer citizens. And it says there, if they've done any of these things within 5 years of his or her naturalization, that means that even if they weren't associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, or a totalitarian party, if you want to go focus on the Wahhabist clerics that are preaching jihad, if you have someone who is a naturalized citizen, whether it's the cleric himself or one of his mosque members who's listening to his sermons about the need to kill American citizens and commit jihad and death to America, like all the ones in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting in the streets, you know, death to America. If they're a naturalized citizen, they have now displayed whatever they had said before they came here. Within 5 years of them coming here, if they articulated that threat, death to America, we're going to commit jihad, that revokes their naturalization and revokes their citizenship. That's what he should start doing. And of course, the left will howl and scream, and so will all the Muslims, but so be it. This is what we have to do in this country now to save this republic is we have to take the deep state down. We also have got to accelerate deportations of all of the people that were brought in this country to destroy the republic. Now, of course, not all of them are terrorists, not all of them are jihadists, but they are all part of the manipulation of immigration that was articulated, I think it was back in 2021, by the United Nations for the Great Replacement. They're flooding the West, obviously, with third world people to destroy our culture and to destroy our political system. And the Democrats in the short term also love that because they usually vote Democrat. But the big picture is whether they vote Democrat or Republican, that's not the point. The deep state wants to destroy our country, destroy the West. That's what's happening. And to reverse that, President Trump should begin the process of revocation and naturalization. Now, of course, he'll have to take that to a judge. The administration will have to file that in a court. And yes, your liberal judges will fight back against that. So what's the answer? That's why he has to take the judges down through exposure, through declassification and exposure. You know, start with the worst ones. You know, what's the name of that one judge, Brobert? So start with, I'm sorry for, I screwed that one up. But to start with the worst judges, we know they're already blocking the President Trump's agenda and the ones we already know, worked for the deep state during the Biden regime. They authorized spying on U.S. senators and congressmen. They are the ones that authorized all the things that were done to us. I mean, frankly, this should go back and revoke the naturalization of Judge Mehta, the one that persecuted myself and other J6ers. I believe he's also displayed a manifest affiliation with the Communist Party and disloyalty to our Constitution. So that's what President Trump should do. Got to expose them and then drop the hammer. I don't see how else you save this republic. I don't believe you're going to fix this through conventional politics. And I'm sure he's being taught by told by weenie lawyers around him that he can't do these things because they'll lose the midterms or he'll be impeached, et cetera. Yeah, Judge Boasberg. That's right. So, and of course, Judge Boasberg refuses to report to Congress to testify. He believes he's immune. He should be impeached. But the gutless GOP that currently controls Congress will do nothing. And I really believe quite a few of them are complicit. As I said before, they hate the MAGA movement. They hate President Trump. And they want the MAGA movement to fail. They want America First to fail. That's why they convinced President Trump to do the things he's been doing. And it's really been sad to see him change course and go the wrong way. I do like what I'm seeing lately coming out of President Trump. He's talking tough. But as Nick said yesterday, as Alex said today, it's not enough to talk tough. He needs to act tough and do the action. So I really hope that President Trump will take the opportunity now to reverse course and jump back on the fight against the deep state. I like what I hear him saying about the Somalians. I like what I hear him saying about the treasonous six. I just think he's falling for their trap. I think it's – also, I have to say this. I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's why – it's one reason why I don't want to see Senator Kelly arrested, because what that will do – first of all, it won't work because some federal judge will say you can't put a sitting senator under a military tribunal. You have to remove that to civilian court. That's where we'll go. That's where we'll die. But the other fundamental point is that what he did – as frustrating as it is protected speech under our Constitution. And I know some folks out there would get mad about that. Well, he's a traitor. I agree. But what he said was protected speech. I know what it's like to have my free speech, protected speech, used against me illegitimately at trial. I believe that Kelly and the others should be tried for their actual crimes, where they went beyond speech and took actions to subvert our Constitution, what their actual criminal behavior was during the coup of 2020 and ever since then, during the coup of J6, a setup for all of us as a way to cover their coup. That's what should be investigated. So, and that's exactly why I believe President Trump has to do two things at once. He must draw attention to what they did. At the same time, he's got to purge out his own inner circle of those who are not actually taking the fight to the deep state. You will not defeat them, President Trump, unless you put people that are hardcore fighters and patriots in there. I like Ed Martin. I think he's a sincere patriot. Jeffrey Clark has demonstrated his own personal courage. I like Tulsi Gabbard for the same reason. She called out her own party as being unconstitutional, illegitimate. Her book was titled For the Love of Country, Leave the Democratic Party. So she's a person that's a whistleblower and is willing to take the heat. Those are the ones he can trust, and Pete Hegseth. I think he's also very sincere. He has got to make sure that he does not give an inch on protecting them when they're attacked. And, of course, they're being attacked because they're loyal to the Constitution. He needs to protect his people that are loyal. He needs to purge those who are not doing their job, whatever the reason, whatever the excuse, I don't care. And I've heard some conservatives say, well, it could be that Cash Patel's been threatened. Or it could be, you know, that's, you know, maybe they threaten his family. It doesn't matter why he's not doing his job. It doesn't matter why he's now become the deep state's bitch and is covering for the deep state by deflecting and covering for what they did, whether it was J6 with him excusing the 274 FBI agents in the audience, in the crowd, as being there for riot control, which is a complete farce. It doesn't matter why he's covering what happened in Butler and saying that investigation's closed because the shooter's dead, or why he's also covering what really happened with Charlie Kirk's assassination. Whatever his excuse. And I hear this all the time. I do a speaking tour, through Texas for True Texas Project, an awesome group. And I would hear people either giving excuses for Cash Patel or Bondi or Bongino, or even President Trump himself, saying, well, maybe they've been threatened. You know, maybe they threatened to kill their family. Their oath was to support, defend the Constitution, period. It wasn't, I'm going to support and defend the Constitution unless my family's threatened, in which case I'll just roll over and become the bitch of the deep state. That's not a defense. Imagine, let's think back to your ancestors, to your World War II grandpa and great uncles, and all the men who died in the service of our country, all the men who are buried in the cemetery there in Arlington or across our country in veteran cemeteries. That's why I encourage, I said before, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, man up. Go walk through the cemetery in Arlington. Look at all those headstones. Read how young those men were when they gave their lives. And then reflect on this, that your loyalty to the Constitution, you chose that when you raised your right hand and swore that oath. You don't have an option of violating it because you're scared, because they threaten you or your family. Just as our men in World War II or Vietnam or Korea or any other conflict we fought in, Iraq, Afghanistan, all those men were willing to give their lives and did give their lives, no matter what it cost them, they did their duty. Imagine if, like, Emperor of Japan put a pronouncement out that if you American soldiers continue to fight your way across the Pacific, we're going to target your families. What, you think the American soldiers would have said, well, I can't have that. I can't have a threat against my family. I'm going to stand down and stop fighting. That would not have happened. The same goes for the domestic enemies of the Constitution. I've seen it personally that it's easier for men to be resolved and resolute against foreign enemies than it is against domestic enemies of the Constitution. I saw that in our own trial. We had men were at Oath Keepers, two guys, Josh James was one of them, honorable combat veterans from Iraq who bitched out, took a deal, pled guilty to seditious conspiracy. They were threatened with life in prison, but so were we. They bent the knee and kissed the ring and agreed to lie and say that I told them to go inside the Capitol. That was part of the false narrative that ultimately was going to take down President Trump and put him on trial. So these men were resolute when it came to foreign enemies, but not resolute when it came to domestic enemies. And that's the problem in our system. I blame, as a recovering lawyer, I throw this at the feet of the legal profession. You have all of these men, whether it's criminal defendants in J6 trials who rolled over and like that and pled guilty to seditious conspiracy. And I'm talking about guys that pled guilty to assaulting a police officer to avoid 30 years. I'm talking about guys that actually participated in the big lie that there was an insurrection by Trump and us, Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, to attack democracy. It was part of their false narrative to take down MAGA and take down President Trump. Guys that did that, I consider them traitors. It's the same as if they had participated and assisted the enemy. They'd been taken prisoners of war and then got on radio like John McCain did, you know, Songbird John McCain, getting on Hanoi radio for the communist Vietnamese and saying that the United States has committed war crimes. I consider that treason. And I don't care how he was tortured or coerced. That's not the point. He aided the enemy in wartime. Same thing here. So that's what's happening now, not just with criminal defendants in J6, but also with politicians and political appointees. They're being told by their lawyers, well, you have to do this or do that, otherwise you're gonna have a personal price to pay. Man up, do your duty, whatever it costs you. That's what must be done. Thank you very much, and God bless America.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Mm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.